somebody. Hello, 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 hello. I'm excited. I'm excited to come to you today. Lobo Prophetic Sunday, GPS. That means something big is about to take place, and it's about to take place big. Something big is about to take place. You are part and parcel of what we are doing. So tune in and be in the mood of miracles, signs, and wonders, and deep prophetic alignment. You see, this year is the year of the record breaker. Notice when God told us that it is the year of the record breaker. He meant that there was going to be an equalizer this year. No, you didn't get this. When God says, whosoever is listening to the prophetic word is going to be a record breaker, that means there was something that was going to be an equalizer. So when people have a problem when we say it was going to be the year of perfection, and people say, what year of perfection? You see, what they are trying to say is like when my man of God began to talk about perfection, he said something very important. Watch what he said. He said it is the year God is aligning everything to his purposes. You know, watch this. Said it's the year of perfection. God is making a perfect plan. Now watch this now. A perfect plan for his return. Now hear this. And God ministered to me to tell our people that it is actually the year of the record breaker. And I said, the year has not been named.
That's right.
It is the person who lives in the year that has been named.
Yes.
So, you and I are the record breakers. Now, if we are breaking records, it means there is something that is an equalizer. Something that when you come out of it, they say, hey, you are different. I don't know if you understand that. So that already encapsulates, that already takes into consideration everything that took place this year, or that is taking place or still taking place this year. It is already encapsulated in that year. Why? Because you are supposed to be a record breaker. People are sick, people are being laid off, and you are a record breaker. It's the person who has been named, not the year. We did not give a prophecy for the year. No, we never gave. We gave a prophecy for the person who lives in a year. Now, and watch this. It is on all our videos where we said the year has not been given a name. The name was given to the person who lives in the year. Notice this. The year doesn't even know it's a year. He doesn't.
That's right.
It is the person who lives in the year. And I'm sorry to quote Karl Marx, but I have to. He said, time was invented by clockmakers so they can sell more watches. You will understand it another time. In other words, the Bible has no time in the sense of time as chronology. It is only something that it calls kairos. A kairos moment. When God says, this is my time, it's called kairos. Then kairos and chronos. Chronos is what we use. Is what time is it? What time do we start service? That's not what God works with. He works with kairos. And kairos is just God's perfect moment. Now hear this. So you are the record breaker not because you're going to be a billionaire or whatever it is. That doesn't stop you from becoming one. It's simply because there is something that the enemy has already set in motion and said, nobody in your family will ever rise. Nobody will ever do this, but you will break records. You will never be a politician, you break records. Everyone is sick of a certain disease and you break records. You are the only one who is not going to be affected by that. But before we get to that, we want to deal with this issue called My Miracle. Pastor Savannah's video is excellent and that song is marvelous. You ought to watch it, but here is Pastor Savannah here live. Holy Spirit. Welcome, 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 welcome. God is about to do something in your area, and we are seeing changes everywhere. I'm telling you, we're receiving testimonies everywhere, and you can actually send your testimonies right this minute, because when we started this service, people were already getting healed. Miracles were already taking place. Our testimony guys are ready. The pastors are ready. Pastors are ready. Pastors are ready. Are standing by the testimony desk. You can actually call them, and they will be actually reading those testimonies out, and they're receiving a lot right now. So you are not alone. Don't wait. The Bible says it this way, that they overcame him by the word of the testimony. I want you to understand that it is not winning something or getting a miracle that overcomes the devil. No, the Bible says the telling the testimony overcomes him. So the moment you get your miracle, the devil is still not defeated. Until you tell it. Oh, I don't know if you're hearing that. I don't know if you're hearing that. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So you have to understand that. You ought to say it. All right, my favorite preacher said, when you get a hold of it, keep talking it. Don't stop talking about it. See, the Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God, it prevailed. People don't know where Texas, where Ephesus is. Ephesus is actually in Turkey. Just imagine, Turkey full of Muslims. Paul says, so mightily grew the word of God in Turkey. And it prevailed over Islam. You didn't hear that. Oh, yeah. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. You know, when you take over Turkey with Muslims and say, no, the word of God went to Turkey. And imams were turning into pastors. And Paul says, so mightily grew. Aya! Hey! It is about to happen again. Trust me, something is taking place. Parunkle angrazuki abandos tahate mandoze predigis. And what God says can never be stopped. For those who watched our series, what God told me about the pandemic, we explained exactly why it happened. It had to happen the way it is happening. Why did we mention what one point we mentioned that most people forgot was the introduction of this COVID, and it also gave a certain level of leeway for what is happening in America now. And we mentioned it. You just need, I think there were four of them that we did. And we mentioned there was a need for somebody to introduce that is going to be mail-in ballots. Because the devil was targeting one person. And this whole thing contributed to it. So they could say only do mail-in. Why? Because there is COVID. Now you're getting, you wisen up. When we do these things, we are not just saying them. They are right there. And so many people, when we start giving you prophetic fulfillments, what happens with a lot of people say, oh, why didn't you say it before? It's on YouTube. That's right. Even on the videos we are showing you, it's highlighted, it's culled from this sermon on YouTube. Just go there and see, it's weeks and weeks and months ago. Just, it's a simple thing, but you know, I can't help you to read if you never went to school. So it's really, really, trust me, it's a no-brainer. You can actually see file tape there, culled from this message on YouTube. Go there. Search it. Oh, it was posted 2 days ago. Are you mentally disturbed? Do you smoke, though? Or you have Alzheimer's. We can heal you today. And if you don't know, Britain is actually on lockdown. So there is no way we can have a service to just say a prophecy. There is no service. There is no church open. And watch the videos. It has got a lot of people are in there. And you know what we're talking about. And it's so simple. Just go to where it's called from. Check it out. And you see it. So understand, this thing that I'm talking about right now is actually also on what God told me about the pandemic. We did a four-part series. You can actually watch all of it. Of course, it's hours and hours and hours, but you can watch 1, 2, 3, and 4. Brilliant. You won't really, really, really be disappointed. Now, so God is still speaking. God is still speaking. I want to go to the book of Mark, chapter number 5, and I want to deal with something that is very, very, very important, which is called demonic civilization. No, you didn't hear me now. You didn't hear me. Demonic civilizations. So you ought to get this and get this correctly, because it's very, very important that you actually catch it. I don't know if you are hearing. I don't know if you are hearing me. All right. Now, the Bible says in the book of Mark chapter number 5, and I'll read from verse number 1. But before I do that, I want to pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for every one of these people that are watching right now, this global prophetic Sunday GPS, that you have given with one thing in mind, that they be aligned to their destiny. In the name of Jesus, I pray right now as they watch this, that they are changed inside out. They are changed. Yes. They are changed in their finances. They are changed in their relationships. They are changed in their job. They are changed in their ministries, in their businesses, in their companies. In whatever they do, they are changed in the name of Jesus. In their houses, they are changed. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 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 So you got to be hearing something. Now watch this. Verse number 1 of chapter number 5 in the book of Mark. It says, they came over unto the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarenes. I don't know if you're getting this. Into the country of the Gadarenes. I want you to understand that this scripture doesn't start here. No, they didn't get that. It starts way back when Jacob was giving prophecies to his children. It's all prophetic. Maybe they didn't get it. And when he got to God, he says, God, a troop shall overtake you, and you shall overtake it at last. Okay. Now, I want you to understand here that if you read from the book of Genesis, where he started giving that testimony, to the book of Revelation, you won't find a place where God was ever overcome by a troop. So that means Jacob's prophecy was false. I'm still talking. So if you really look diligently, you look like you don't just browse, you peruse. You know, you got deep into the scriptures. You realize that the man himself, when he prophesied it, it was evident, and he prophesied to, you see, look at this. He prophesied to Judah. No, they didn't get that. To the point where he mentioned that there shall be a colt tied to a tree. And you shall take the colt. Notice this. And Jesus gets into town and says, go and take a colt that nobody has ever used. They said, where is it? He says, it's tied to a tree. Thousands, 4,000 years before Christ. The prophecy was done thousands of years before Christ. And the man comes in. In fact, thousands of years before Christ. And the man comes in and he says, there is a colt tied. Why? Because there is a prophecy that was given. That there will be a donkey on a tree. So that donkey should have been over 1,000 years old. Anyway, that's another story for another time. Anyway, we'll deal with that another time. Now, understand there is a prophetic fulfillment. So all the children got the prophecies right except God. God is told there shall be a troop. 6,000 soldiers will overcome you, God. One man overcome by 6,000 soldiers. How can you win? And the Bible says, and you shall overtake the troop. Now, I don't know if you're watching right now. You've got to stay put. Just stay there. Don't change that. Now, watch this. God, a troop shall overtake you, and you shall overcome it. You read everything. You can't see nothing. You won't even see the word God in the New Testament until you get to chapter number 5 of the book of Mark. And theologians have agreed that the word Gadarenes means the descendants of God. You didn't hear me now. So this is the first time Jesus goes out of town, out of the country to be specific. The second time, rather, if you count the time when he was a baby and he ran to Africa. There is something about Africa. Anyway, there was no peace in the Arab world, and God decided, where should Jesus go? Not Europe. No. God said, my people in Africa will take care of my son. And they sent Jesus to Africa for peace. You know, imagine there was so much peace in Africa that they sent Jesus to Africa. I'm talking to you, but you're not hearing. You're not hearing me. You're not hearing me. So now when we are seen as savages in Africa, you wonder, why would Jesus go to Africa to savages? You didn't hear that now. You didn't hear that. When elections are rigged in America, they call us monkeys. When they rig elections themselves, they call it computer glitch. Yeah, software malfunctioning. The problem is not that human angels against black people. No, I'm just somebody who says black Americans should treat black Africans the same way they want to be treated by white Americans in America. No, you have never been a black African from Africa in an America where black Americans are. They treat you as nothing. So the whole fight is not about black people. It's about black Africans in America who are black Americans, call themselves black Americans. They've never seen Africa. Go to America from Kenya, that you understand Black Lives Matter don't matter. That's when you realize we are not equal even in our black skins. So my fight is not with the black people. My fight is with the Black Lives Matter issue. It only gets to matter if an African right now goes to America. How will he be treated by a black American? They think we are savages too. Anyway, that's another story. We'll deal with that on Wednesday.
Yes.
All right, as we discuss this further. Yeah. Because a lot of people want to know what will then happen to America now, and you hear it on Wednesday. All right, so. Now watch this now. So watch this. He gets there, and God has been given a prophetic word by God, and we are going to receive your own prophetic word today. God has given God, all right? If you're in America, this sounds the same. God has spoken to God. So God has a name. You didn't hear me now. Oh, God has a name now. God has a name. God now has a name. Now, God has been given a name. Are you hearing me now? So God has a name. And God is told, you shall get a troop to overcome you, 6,000 soldiers. Now imagine one person walking like this, and the father prophesies that 6,000 people will come and attack you.
What?
6,000? What about 1, 2, 3, 4? We can talk.
Yeah.
No. Even those movies of the Chinese people, you know they can beat 500 people in one movie. But 6,000? No, you switch off. You'll be like, no, this is a fake movie. You know, I'm okay with Bruce Lee hitting 5 people, but now, 5,000, 6,000, we are going too far. Now, so just imagine God hearing this from God, and God speaking to God, and saying, you shall receive this. Now here, nothing, Genesis, nothing, Leviticus, Exodus, Deuteronomy, nothing, zero, no prophet is mentioning nothing. God has not seen nobody, until the book of Mark, and he says, and they came over unto the other side of the sea, to the country of the Gadarenes, which is actually Jordan. So Jesus had never been anywhere in his old age, you know, from the baby, Africa. And from then on, he never went to any country. It's the only country he went to, ever. Imagine how Jesus was. That he was a baby, they took him to Africa. And he stayed in Israel, never went anywhere. Only when he was going to God. And notice, after he's done with everything, he tells disciples, go into all the world. No, sir, you never went there yourself. The only time you went there was just you arrived at the beach and saw one guy.
Yeah.
Now you're telling us to go into all the world? And people don't know when we say he went, it's just the Sea of Galilee. The other side of it is already Jordan. You're hearing this now.
Yes.
Now hear this. And when he was come, verse number 2, out of the ship, immediately they met him out of the tombs, a man with an unclean spirit. Notice what the Bible says. It says the man was staying in the graves, but immediately he came out of the graves. So they met at the beach. You didn't hear that.
Mm-hmm.
And he's meeting a Gadarene. With demons. And his great-great-grandfather called God was told, you shall have 6,000 soldiers who will attack you. And now he is God. The descendant of God is at the beach. And he so happens to have 6,000 demons in him. And he says, I am legion, meaning 6,000 soldiers. The prophecy is now getting fulfilled. Now, you can think it's a coincidence. No. Watch this. You think it's a coincidence. No, coincidence is when God chooses to remain anonymous. Or when angel prays, coincidences happen. Trust me. We are anointed for coincidences. And coincidences are going to happen tonight. Yes. Now, watch this now. Watch this. And he begins to do something. I want you to notice something that happens here. Let's go straight to verse number 7. And cried with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus? Thou Son of the Most High, I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. You see, when you are so anointed, that demon start calling God. No, you didn't hear this now. Imagine demons realize we can't call our master Satan. This is useless. They saw Jesus and said, we call upon the name of God. Get away from us. Something is going to happen to you. That even your enemy will call upon God. No, you didn't hear that. How can the devil call out the devil? Oh, no. He said, no. If I call the devil, he will be crushed here. I need to call God in the name of Jehovah Elohim. Jesus, get out of here. Hey, they knew authority. To that extent. Now, that's not where we are. It says, I adjure thee, God, thou art not tormentest. For he said unto him, come out of the man. And he said, what is thy name? But notice, if you go to the book of Luke, watch this. You will see that they actually had a sense. And they said, why torment us before the time? Meaning to say, they knew the time. Oh. Meaning demons are very civilized and intelligent that they understood, all of them, the time. Notice here. It says, and cried with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus? Thou Son of the Most High God. I adjure thee by God that torment me not. For he saith, come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. Notice, he calls it spirit, yet they are many. Mm-hmm. And he asked him, what is thy name? They were so united that they couldn't be identified as 6,000. They are demonic civilizations in any country. In locations, in towns. There are towns where people, they just die. People that when you get to that location, you know, a man in I was talking to one of my brother-in-laws and I sent him a picture of a man in Moscow, Russia, who downed one bottle of vodka and jumped from the 11th floor and landed on his 2 feet. And he went up again and drank another one and jumped again. Real story. And during winter, people in Moscow die in the street after drinking vodka. There is snow and they can just sit like that. And the following morning, they are frozen. Alcoholics in a location that is already known. Vodka is sold everywhere, but it kills more people there in that location. What causes it to happen like that? These are demonic civilizations. Hear this now. My name is Legion, for we are many. Notice. So all this time he is speaking in the first person singular. But notice what he's talking about now. He's saying, I am I, but we are many. Hear this. I want you to notice this. And he besought him much that he would not send them out of that region. They didn't get that. Imagine the demons didn't want to be sent out of a certain locale. There are demons that can possess a tree. You can get to a tree and it's being struck by lightning every day. They say lightning doesn't strike twice. They are lying. Even science don't agree with that nonsense. There are places you go to, you just know this one, you can't do nothing here. There are places even, if you go into London, there is a location I will not mention. It's called Slough. Did I mention it? Yeah. Okay. Now, there is only one road, I kid you not, one road between Slough and another neighborhood. Check it for yourself. You go Slough, youth, right now they can lie and massage figures. Its life expectancy is just over 30. Gangs and all these things that are taking place. I know you might live in the best place called, I'm talking about statistics, things that are written. Now, what is happening for this location to be this? And across the road is Tasonskisti. The neighborhood, I'm telling you, the neighborhood, 20 meters. This side, life expectancy has changed. This side changed. Same police force. What causes it to happen like that? They are demonic civilizations. Communications in the spirit. Where demons know where to go if they want what? No, you didn't hear me. You didn't hear me. Now, demons did not fight, just don't remove us from the men. They said, no. I know you want to remove us from this one, eh? But don't make another mistake. We like this location. Listen, do demons go shopping? No. Do they drink alcohol? No. Do they go window shopping? No. Do they go to dance? No. Parties? No. But they said, as for this region, we like it. Demonic networks, very connected, interlinked, intertwined, that they won't just jump. They need visas to go to another location. You're not getting this. So, I'm by no means trying to say a Christian should always be, which town should I stay? It's also important because a Christian is power. But, you know, what's the reason of using power? Why waste resources when you can live in a better place? Just move neighborhoods. I don't know, the house I stay in, they just lock it. Every time they break into it, I say, just go there and declare. Don't declare, go across the road. Yeah, you didn't hear me now, you didn't hear me. Yes, change postcodes. Wow, they are demonic. Intertwined areas that demons know. The demons in that area deal with this. The demons in that area deal with this. That's why the Bible says, if the devil cast out devils, how is his kingdom going to stand? The word stand there is, how is it going to remain connected and orderly? It's only in Christianity where we have people fighting every minute, every second. Demons are very intelligent and very civilized. They know when they want to get into another person, he calls seven more that are stronger than it is. His own brothers. Demons say, yeah, you are bigger. Come, let's stay together in this one. They never fight. They fit in one location. I want you to see the power of a Christian in what I'm saying, rather than the power of the devil, because I'm not here to advertise the power of the enemy. But notice this. I was talking to Pastor Ronnie earlier on, and we're dealing with this issue of how can demons be in one person? 6,000 of them, demons, are in one location, one human being. And they would break the chains. One person could break chains using demons. What about those with Christ inside?
Yes.
For greater is he that is.
Amen.
Right this minute with this GPS. Global Prophetic Sunday. I decree and declare. Bandosia Pag Takuzia. Be ready for this. Be ready for this. Yes. I decree and declare that the God in you may rise up.
Amen.
Kazuka. By your faith.
Yes.
Everything that connects you to the devil, every chain, we break it now in the name of Jesus. But notice, it was a physical thing. It was a physical battle that they were winning. Kalundrekas. Physical battle. Something is happening right now.
Amen.
Something is happening right now. I see a lot of changes taking place right this minute. In fact, this day is that day. In fact, people are everywhere right now. I can sense it in my spirit. You are already receiving messages, text messages. Money is coming to you now in the name of Jesus. Positioning of systems is happening right now. Your family is getting you to be on another level, another pedestal. They now see you as somebody. Right now, as I'm speaking to you, you will start getting people requests for advice from people you never thought respected you. Things are changing. Levels are changing. Right now. Pajuna and Gratusia. Levels are changing. Levels are changing. Mandose Preg Tagas. Paromandes Sablonge. Parondes Kida, Dando Skida, Mando Bales, Now watch this. It says, do not let us get away from this country. Now there was there high unto the mountain a great herd of swine feeding. No, notice here. The Bible says, right up in the mountain. They are inside a man. And they know they're demons in the mountain. They're demonic positions that they can feel in the mountain. Now, notice, he didn't say there was a farm there. No. Pigs, on that day, that same hour, they were in legion in the graves. And high up in the mountain, the other side. You need to be in the location to understand the mountain they were talking about. It's beyond what you think. They were able to see with an obstruction, topographical obstruction, they could see behind the mountain. They knew what was there. How? Do you think they are all seeing like God? No, there is communication. Telepathic, spiritual telepathy. They were right there being told there are demons. You know, I know there's somebody who has arrived there. We can tell. Networks, this one will tell this one, this one will tell this one, this one will tell this one, this one will communicate with that one. The connections were interlinked. To the point that the other ones behind the mountain reported to the ones who were about to cast out that, look guys, there is a location here you can enter. You didn't hear me. Only in Christianity, we fight each other. We get to a point where the brother is about to get a job and I know the manager and I speak bad about him so that he won't get the job. If he gets the job, I speak to the supervisor so that he doesn't get paid the same amount. And if he wants to get a job, I say, I know him. Oh, no, that guy is dangerous. Why? Because we have not learned demonic civilizations. To know if the demons can do this, Christians can do it better. Because our system is the one that they're copying. But they mastered our system. And we haven't mastered our system. Right now we have a lot of people saying pastors who prophesied that Trump was going to win are lying. They are not prophets. They are prophets who explain what happens. They are prophets. I don't know if you're getting this. They are prophets. Don't be quick. Don't be too rushed. They are prophets. The point that I mentioned what I mentioned doesn't mean to say I'm better than them. It doesn't mean that at all. Yes, at all. Right. Notice, God's choice doesn't mean God's people are going to elect you. The Bible says, yeah, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health and you're still broke. God says, I know the plans I have for you. Yeah, to prosper, you're still broke. In fact, you're on this channel right now because you need a miracle. Yeah. Yet God has already said, you're going to prosper. Says you are the head and not the tail. You're still the tail. So what's happening? What God says he wants doesn't mean say that's what you're going to do and you're going to find. No. Doesn't mean that at all. I don't know if you're hearing this. So people have the problem of some people arguing today the difference between prediction and the prophecy. Nonsensical. Nonsensical. There's no difference in that. Prediction, prophecy, prediction. Prophecy is a predictive aspect in it.
Yes, that's right.
It's just an aspect of the other. Macrocosm of a microcosm. That's all there is to it.
Right.
So people have a problem. They think they know something. It has no verses. They just run around. Yeah. Run around saying things like, oh my God. How can you be this stupid and still breathe? Now watch this now. Are you hearing this now? Now. So I want you to see something. When those guys were saying what they said, connections should have been gotten. In fact, every Christian should have said, if they saw this, nothing is changing. That's what our position should be. But guess what? It's not that way. Because we are thinking, yeah, we have found them now. They lied. Oh my God. Agabus didn't get the whole prophecy correct in the Bible. The Bible says, and I looked, and I saw an animal. And I looked, one horn came out. And I kept on looking, and another horn. I kept on looking, and another thing came out. You notice? Some look and see an animal and report it. Some look and they keep on looking. And things are start changing. And they keep on looking and things change. They keep on looking and things change. So it's possible to prophesy half prophecy. He didn't get that. But if you keep looking, you can go somewhere. If my people who are called by my name shall what? Shall humble themselves and pray, I will come from heaven and do what? And heal their land. Notice. So is God healing their land? Is there a prophecy that you heal their land? Yes, the prophecy is there. Is he going to do it? Yes. But he has given you a condition. You pray. Now, notice here. If I had a prophecy and I said, Trump is going to be president, then the next thing is, he is president. And then the second term, I say, he's going to be given a second term only. Now, you see that?
Yeah.
If the church receives him. Now, prophetically, you can actually judge me and say, I think prophet is tricky. He found a way of getting all answers correct. If Trump wins, he says, oh, look, he has won. I told you. If he loses, you say, look, the church. No, I actually then mentioned the position of the church.
Yes, that's right.
You notice?
That's right.
I said, if the church receives him, I didn't end there. If I had ended there, you could say, oh, you see this guy?
Yeah.
No, I went further and I said, no, the church refused.
That's right. That's exactly.
So that then tells you that it was now floodgates open for the enemy to steal votes, for the enemy to do anything, for the enemy to rig elections. It was now possible. That was now the door open for the enemy. But I ended with this. Church needs to wake up now.
Yeah.
That means the church has an ability to change anything.
Yeah.
You didn't hear that. So still, is the church going to do it? That's what we need to be doing now. Now, hear this. Hear this. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
So when I give you a prophetic word today, even a prophetic declaration, it's a prophetic word for you. Don't just say it's going to happen because he said it. I'm still waiting for that husband he declared last week. You're waiting for the angel of the Lord to knock on your door. Knock, knock. Who is it? Thy servant, my Lord. Who is it? Thy husband, man, is here. Say, okay, open the door. Say, oh, this one is short. I needed a taller one. Say, thy servant will be back in the morrow. No. It's not going to be like that.
Yes.
You rise up with faith.
Yes.
You go into town with your best step, your best clothes. You say, Papa, come home. You hear what I'm talking about now. That's the kind of prophetic word we are talking about. A kind of movement we are talking about. There are so many people receiving miracle money right now. Don't think they just said miracle money is coming. No, they went on there. They're like, hey, is it coming? Hey, my account. And if they didn't find anything, what did they do? They kept on refreshing. 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 What's happening? What's taking place on this? Then boom! 2,000. Ah! And some we end up like 2,000 testimony. No, send that testimony and keep looking. If it's being declared, I keep looking. No, I came from a very intelligent family. My father was a really, really good fundi. A man who went to school. And we're talking about my brothers are learned, doctorates and all that and all that. You understand? My sisters all learned. See? So one thing we learned is if a thing works, work the daylights out of it. So we do that. Whenever I see something working, I keep using it. I keep talking about it. Oh yeah. Don't stop talking about it. That's exactly what we do. So notice this. Notice this. So when I give you a prophetic word, don't just see them like that day they will call. If I say good news to your phone, don't be like, I'll see if it rings. No! Maybe this one did not ring.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maybe my ringtone, something is wrong with my ringtone. I need to check. Before you know it, there it is. The landlord said no more. Oh, no paying bills. The landlord said, no, you won't do this now. The landlord said, no, it's free rent for now. The landlord has said this. The manager said this. Now you are promoted during COVID, during lockdown. You wonder what's taking place because you acted upon what you believe. If you get a Mercedes Benz, Ferrari rather, and you go in there and you sit in there, fuel is there, everything is there, everything that you need in there. Trust me, this is a Lamborghini or a Ferrari. You can cry in there. It won't go anywhere unless there is a key. Oh, it won't go anywhere. If you don't have fuel in there, no matter how nice it is, it might be 300,000 pounds that you bought it for. It will not go anywhere. Faith, when you do not have it, no matter how convinced you are things are coming, it's not going to happen. I don't know if you're getting this. I was talking to one beautiful person today, and they were wondering, why don't I get my miracle? And they say, you don't have faith. They were so shocked, like, me? Don't have faith. The thing I'm mentioning is this. Most people think faith is because they believe God. The Bible says faith comes by hearing. That means faith is based on information. But that information is not any information. It's pure revelation information. If you have the wrong information in you, you don't have faith. I don't know. I don't care how you believe. You don't have faith. All you have is belief. And with belief, you die with a good attitude. You die with a good smile on your face. The Titanic will be sinking and you'll be like, we are not dying. No, you're going down. You die with a good attitude. With hope and belief. You die with a good attitude. You even wonder, how can this person say, I don't have faith? You don't. Why? Because there is no information. The information that has arrived is wrong information. But your spirit, because it's wrongly placed and it has been taught wrong foundation, it feels like this is the real doctrine. Until you empty all the doctrine you know. And said, this has not worked for years. Yeah. Only the few miracles I've gotten were simply benevolence of God. In other words, act of charity. When God gives you an act of charity. So you pray like this, and God gives you charity. Mm. Have you noticed what the Bible says in the book of Psalms? It says, let their prayer become sin. Imagine while you're kneeling down like this, God says, this is a big sin. Jesus met one person and healed him. And the man was in the temple, in the synagogue. Jesus went there. And while the preacher is preaching, Jesus is preaching to his own congregant in someone else's church. But they didn't get that. Imagine healing somebody and the person doesn't join Jesus' ministries in the national. And goes to another place and Jesus follows his congregant whom he had just healed. And sitting there and tells the man, don't sin no more. Huh? I'm in church. In other words, Jesus was saying, this is also a sin. You didn't hear me. Where you are now is actually sinning. Leave. How can you follow me in someone's church and I'm hearing the preacher preach and you are sitting in the church, you are not a preacher yourself, you are just sitting and you tell me, go sin no more. What am I doing now? You're sinning. In someone's church, yeah, the doctrine you are hearing is not the real one. So you'll not be able to produce faith. So some people are spiritual Vasco da Gamas. Spiritual Christopher Columbus. In other words, spiritual prostitutes. Move from one revelation to the other. Every Sunday you are changing channels. I want to see how they do it. I want to see how they... And you see one thing, the spirit is very, very deceitful. Sometimes the Bible says the heart is deceitful among all other things. And desperately wicked. Do you know what means desperately wicked? That means your heart is desperate to become wicked. That means if it's presented by wickedness and holiness, it chooses wickedness. So you are changing channels. Anything. And the heart is taking everything. Your preacher, the favorite preacher who is preaching the real doctrine. Boom. The heart contains it. Then he waits for another one who is preaching nonsensical. Boom. Then the spirit tries to arrange this thing so that it makes sense to it. Now it's diluted. Now you think now I have been in church. I know it. No. You have wrong information. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now hear this. So demon said, watch this now. And it besought him much that he would not send them away. Now there was there nigh unto the mountain the great head of swine feeding. And oh, watch this now. And all the devils besought him. Now notice, it's now talking about all the devils. Now hear this now. All the devil besought him, saying, send us into the swine. Notice, they were all at once. He didn't hear me. He didn't say the demon spoke. He didn't say legion spoke. It says all the demons at once. 6,000 communicated and voted. Split second, they had made a decision. All of them 6,000. We can be two here. We have 10 opinions. who will say we'll come back again tomorrow for a meeting because we're not agreeing. 6,000 demons said, yeah, guys, pigs. They cried out at the same time, send us into the swine now. How do demons communicate? How is it possible that they could communicate and agree at the same time? It's a demonic civilization. They have order. They have a certain level of maturity and growth. They know this doesn't work as a community. We move to another level as a community. We move to another level as a community. They are geared together. Christianity is the only place where we have fights. We have preachers building ministries based on opposing others. Christianity. And if you be damned if you really mess up and sin in church. That's when you realize in Christianity, Christ forgives, but Christians don't. They will be so busy and say, he needs to repent in front of everyone so we can forgive him. Do it, Mr. So-and-so. You come to the say, I'm very sorry for what I've done. After you confess and say, he needs to sit down. We can't have a preacher like this. We don't even know the amount of sins. We thought it was one. This mean? Then you say, I want to come back after 7 months. Say, no, 7 months with what you did. No, you need at least 2 years. And 2 years you try to come back, you will not have one single member. Why? Because in Christianity, Christ forgives, Christians don't. But demons invite each other, speak at the same time, decide to enter into pigs. Their best location, listen, their best location is a human being. But they said pigs will be better. Let's go, let's do pigs. Let's just do pigs. Pigs is better. Now watch this now. Maybe some of you will hear this. I'm talking about demonic civilizations. And I'm not talking from, if you have watched us preaching about the Nephilim and the Nicolaitans and all that, you realize those are civilizations in another degree. We're talking about them demons that are here on earth that are actually doing all these things that are moving around the earth, disturbing humanity. They have a certain code of conduct, a certain code of civilization that they know we advanced from here. Now we advanced to that. Now we are advancing to that. And we have to agree here. And we have to operate like this here. Watch this now. I don't know if you're getting this. If you're getting this. That we may enter into them. They even know what to do when they get to the pigs. All of them at once, 6,000. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave. Jesus agreed. And why would Jesus agree? I had a problem. I said, Jesus, why would you agree to these people? Should have sent them to something, to some tree or something. It was a big war and lock it. No, Jesus agreed. Why? Because Jesus is not obsessed by soul winning. If Jesus' obsession was soul winning, every Muslim and every Hindu would be a Christian. Jesus is, watch this, Jesus is obsessed by authority. Now, some people say, but you also say he's obsessed by faith and believing. He wants to be believed. Notice when he spoke about believing, he dealt with one Roman centurion. What does that mean? Authority. And what did the man say? He said, you don't need to come to my house. Just say the word where you are. I have authority. I can say to one soldier, go there and come. But you have angels. You can send angels. He said, I've not seen faith. No, not in Israel. What is happening? He had seen a man who understood authority. So people of faith are people who understand authority. If you see people telling you that, I have a lot of faith, and they disrespect them, they want to put them at a certain location, themselves at a certain location. So I'm also an elder. I'm also a pastor. I'm also apostle, just like angel. What is so special about angel? I'm also... Angel himself doesn't say that. If you come to me and say you're a pastor, I'm like man of God. Yeah, I don't know your level. Yeah, if I know it, it doesn't matter. It's God still. It's God's level in you. So it's still God inside you. So imagine, I'm also a bishop. I've seen so many people. I've moved with my son, Sia, and all these pastors, Pastor Ronnie, Pastor Ricky, and moved in all Pastor Bevan in all these countries. And what you see is somebody who just started yesterday. and put their hands in their pocket like this. Yeah. Are you an angel, right? Like, yes, I think it's me. So yeah, I've seen some of your videos. Very, 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 very powerful. Can let me get your number. Yeah. In fact, I'm gonna send you some of my videos where I did prophets. I want you to see some. Yeah, and I went to another country. The power of God was so powerful. Do you know me? You don't know me? I'm like, where do I know you? I've never seen you. Really, if we try to figure out, you only have one video on YouTube. And I never. Then you start realizing the person has already gotten to another level. They have no idea what authority is. People see me kneel down before my men of God and be like, wow, he's so stupid. Yeah, this stupidity has gotten me to this level. I like this kind of stupidity. I act like I'm very stupid, eh? Until you understand my bank account in the spirit. That's when you realize that this stupidity is working. It's working. I'm not stupid. I know after I stand up there, listen, no man that can stand before God, that can kneel before God, will not never be able to stand before God. Listen, if I kneel before God, I can stand before any man. Notice this. Any person who can kneel before God can stand before any man. I'm not kneeling to the man. I'm kneeling to the God in the man. Now notice what the Bible says. This, if the man comes to you and tells you the secrets of your heart, notice this. Will you not kneel down? No, didn't even say that. I just read the angel version. But let me say amplified angel version. The real one, taken from the Septuagint. It actually says it this way. Will you not kneel down? No. Will you not lie down, face down? People see people kneel down like this. Hey, you are worshiping. Hey, you have no idea what worship is. Worship is not the God. It's not the bending of the body. No. I do that to my mother-in-law, my father-in-law. I kneel. I'm not worshiping them. Even they know it. That is not worship. So I can't do that to a pastor. But I can do that to my mother-in-law. And you're okay with it. It's not worship. The moment the names change, this now is pastor. What if my mother-in-law is a pastor? Yeah. I'm trying to figure out. What do I do now? Does it change from me respecting to... Worship is the position of the heart. You can kneel down while your heart is standing. Now notice here. So Christianity has lost the idea of authority. We can talk anyhow. We can go on the internet and type and say, you are, who are you? Chris Oyakhilome. Chris Oyakhilome is not going to watch it. Trust me. He's not even on YouTube. He's not watching nothing. You'll be typing. Have you seen people? They see some fake account written Chris Oyakhilome and they go there and they start typing on comments. Yeah, I don't believe you. The guy is not there. You will never know you said nothing. He doesn't know it. It's a waste of time. You can even see you better angel. Admin manages it. You go there and say, I don't like you. How many followers do you have? 5. He says, please don't like me. It's nice. I like it. You don't like me. With your 5 followers, one is your cousin, another one is your ghost account, and you don't like me. Honestly, it's not even 5 people hating me. It's you and your 4 ghost accounts. You think I will know about it? I have no idea who you are. It's authority that is lacking. So when people now listen to this, what God told me when I met him many times, but this time it was about the prophetic. Says, as long as people would believe you are a prophet, I will do something for them. Notice. No wonder when we start prophesying and I get to prophesy your name and all the other things and what happened yesterday or what you dreamt of, what will happen in the future, I always say this before I get to the clincher of the prophecy. Do you believe I'm a prophet? And people wonder, why would you ask that question? It's God who told me. As long as they believe. Notice what Paul said. He said, if I am not an apostle to them, I'm an apostle to you. Paul is dangerous. He said, look, let's agree that I'm not an apostle. But to them, But to you, I'm an apostle. So I'm not trying to convince the whole world that you better use a prophet. I'm just trying to tell you I'm your prophet. And if you can only believe it, it's your advantage. I don't. Do you think I care who says you're not a prophet? It's written in French, in a language in Ouagadougou, Djibouti. I can't read those languages. I don't even know whether they're saying I'm fake or I'm right. I have no idea and I don't care. Now, the point I'm making now is, you have to understand demons have a civilization. I want to show you something. Because, see, demons all stack together. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, and their head ran violently down a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000 and were choked in the sea. They drowned. Now you have people who say we should not eat pigs. We should not eat pigs. No, it's not even a problem that they died, even if they didn't die. The point is the pigs fell into the water. Don't drink water. Don't bath. Don't drink water. Don't wash your clothes. Because you never know. It might be that same water. Because you need to understand water is not being added. It is the same water. Evaporation, bringing back rain. It's the same water. Now hear this. Hear this. Why were they running into the sea? You'll see what happens here. Verse number 14. And they that fed the swine fled and told it in the city and in the country. And they went out to see what it was that was done. And they come to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil. And he had the legion sitting and what? And clothed. The biggest change. The biggest change that shows demons are out is your fashion. Anyway, that's another story. And in his right mind, and they were afraid. And they say they saw it, told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine. And they began to pray him to depart out of their coast. He said, leave our town. Why? He disturbed the businesses. The butcheries didn't have pork anymore. The water system was corrupted. Everyone who used to make money from pork said, you better leave. So there are demons that can affect an economy. You wonder why things are happening the way they are. Even if the president tries everything, even if the Chinese come to Zambia, you wonder why Zambia is not rising. Why South Africa? Why Namibia? Why Angola? You wonder why these things are not going the way they should. Because they are demonic entities that in that location, you can have the nicest president. It will fail. Have you not seen in recent years where people are excited about this president? Elections happen and another president comes. And that one now, they like him first days and then they hate him. What has happened? They are demonic entities that need to be uprooted. Why? Because demons are networked. They know they have got meetings. They give information. Now this is what is happening. Remember, the devil cannot be in two places at once. But he commands them. And he's got information happening everywhere. What's happening there? What are we doing here? What are we doing here? Notice in America, it was mostly the Democratic-run cities. And I'm not talking about the Democratic Party here, because that sounds like democratic. But what I'm trying to say here is this. I'm simply saying this way. What I'm saying is, it's locations you already know that have the same problem over and over and over again. They have the same problem. Why? Demonic networks. I'm by no means saying demonic networks are better than Christian's power. One Christian can mess up the whole nation. One.
That's right.
Ireland. St. Patrick. St. Patrick is there, and he sees a woman there, and he has just been bitten by a snake. He goes in there and says, where is the snake? He said, it went in there. Look for the snake. And grab the tail of the snake like this. He said, you snake, I banish you from your Ireland, you and your kind. To this day, there's no snake. One man banishes snakes from one location. To the extent that if you talk to the Irish people, they think it's legend. It's just a story. It's too good to hear such power. It's too good. I don't know if I'm talking to somebody. Are you hearing me or you've gone home? Just imagine the power of one man causing a sweep, a change. Brother Branham was just right there in America. Marilyn Monroe was there at that time. And he wrote on a page the death of this lady. And was expecting that lady, somebody to go and tell him, this man. We were here. We called, I believe it was Pastor Rick who called this, this socialite was in London. And he said, we called the PR agent. Yeah. All right, we won't mention the name, you already know, some of you who are in Britain. And we said, look, there is a prophet in town. I was there sitting there as they were calling. And I said, your client is going to have cancer.
That's right.
We just want to meet her in private.
That's, right.
That's all we want to do.
Right.
The first name was J. G. Said, we just want to meet her. And prophet will pray for her. There is no issue. We just want to do that. And they said, no. She has got her own church. And they mentioned the name of the church. You already know the church. So it's not going to happen. Said, but prophet said, it's going to be a few months, then she will get cancer. After cancer, she will die. And said, look, guys, I don't think it's good to say those things that you're saying. And then cut the phone. We tried again.
That's right.
Nothing. A few months later, or a few weeks, got cancer. Front page.
Right.
I said to the guys, call him. Call again. We can still do it. They called. And what happened? They said, no. We mentioned even the time scale of her death. She died in this country.
Yeah.
Now, notice that we were in Manchester, I believe. It was Manchester, I believe. It was Manchester. The person is in London. That's like 4 hours away. But the prophetic radar. Watch this. Sir. The GPS was able to ping the whole thing and see where is the sickness that could be cured by one prophetic action. That means the location of Manchester was not a hindrance or a deterrent for the miracle to happen. The person is in London, hours away. 2 hours or so by train. Then 4 hours or 5 hours by road. Just imagine that somebody is sitting there and the satellite beam is going that direction in the spirit. It's going. What is taking place? There is a network in the prophetic. We have people here that you have heard, we will prophesy to and call their name out and they'll go on the phones and we start talking to them, prophesying to them, prophesying to them, prophesying to them. And it seems like, how do they know these things? How does he know these things? Prophetic networks. But that prophetic network is run by angels. One angel reports what is there. And sometimes it's just the Holy Ghost in you that says, there is another person. There is another person. Touch them. Touch them. It's a network. But that network now, watch this now, it is weak in one point because another prophet somewhere doesn't want to talk to the other prophet somewhere. Another preacher somewhere doesn't want to be friends with this preacher. We are all enemies because of members. Demons are civilized. Even Jesus said, how can the devil stand? If he is fighting himself, how will he be able to stand? Most of you are here now. Because you're waiting for that prophetic rudder to touch you. It is already taking place.
Yeah.
From last week, there was already power taking place. Power has been changing hands. For a long time, power has been changing names. Mandu Zikra da Glosh. Monkadu Bieling Greta Kaba Yankris. Are you hearing this now?
Yeah.
You're hearing it.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm excited now. I'm excited. Now watch this. Watch this. I want to show you something. I want to show you something. Then I'll be back. I'll be back. Talandusia parkonakere manski atas. Linda Zika Bahangra. Let's go to the book of Acts, chapter number 16. Acts, chapter number 16. Andog Jaki van Creta. Mande Ziglera Dukusieta. And this is Paul when he had gone to Macedonia and then Thyatira. This is his first journey going there. And watch this now. Paul gets there and he has seen, he has gotten a Macedonian call. Come and help us.
Come on.
A Macedonian call. Come and help us. He says, I'm turning, and he wants to go this direction. He wants to go this direction. The Holy Spirit said, no, go that direction. So he said, guys, I've gotten something. Let's go. And they went with him. When they got there, he passed through Thyatira, and he watched this. And in verse number 14, and a certain woman named Lydia, seller of purple of the seed of Thyatira, which worshipped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord opened. He is in Macedonia, and Thyatira is actually in Turkey, and Macedonia is in Greece. Remember, there is North Macedonia as a country, and then there is Macedonia as a region. Macedonia is where we get Thessalonica, which is Thessalonians, and all these other Berea kind of area and stuff like that. Watch this. So Thyatira is where Lydia is coming from, but they are in Macedonia. Watch this. Whose heart the Lord opened and heard the things which were spoken of Paul. And when she was baptized in her household and besought us, saying, If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come unto my house and abide there. And she constrained us. And it came to pass, when we went to prayer, a certain girl, beautiful girl, damsel. Normally when they use damsel, they meant somebody. These ain't slave queens. Slave queen is just another name for prostitute. Just the posh name for prostitute nowadays. Now watch this now. Now here. And a certain damsel possessed with the spirit of divination met us. This is a spirit. If you go to the word spirit there, and if you try to get to where this writing is written, it actually means the spirit of a python. I don't know if you're getting me now. Met us, which brought your masters much gain by soothsaying. And same followed Paul and us. Kira, kira, mahandis. Are you getting here?
Yes.
It says, followed Paul and who? And us. What did he say? Watch this. What did she say? Verse 17. The same followed Paul and us and cried and saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. Listen to this. Was she telling the truth? Yes. And this she did many days, but Paul being grieved. How can you be grieved when demons are saying you are a man of God? Yeah. You didn't hear me. Are we not seeing pastors casting out demons, and demons are saying, oh, angel, you are dangerous? I'm like, okay, talk again. What did you say? You mean I'm dangerous? Me, eh? Yes. What else are you seeing on me?
Fire.
And pastors are smiling. Paul got grieved, got anchored by a person acknowledging he's a man of God. The devil said, these are men of God. And Paul is angry. Why? She got it by divine connections. You didn't hear me now. The civilization had already sent messages. There is a guy coming there. So every demon in Macedonia, get ready. They knew he was coming. You can go to a city today. Nobody knows you are there. A pastor can be arrested in another town. Nobody comes to the aid. Even marching to be there with them. To say, I'm in the street right now. I'm pastor so and so with my church. Nobody there saying you suffer. Wow. You took my keyboard player.
Wow.
Was this keyboard player playing for you? Was he worshipping you?
Wow.
He took my worship leader. Are you the one worshipped? Do you understand what I'm saying? There is no connection. These demons already knew somebody's coming. It should be when a man of God leaves a city. Somebody, a man of God, we always have to cater for one another. Who is coming into my city? Is this person coming? Is this person arriving? We have people, pastors, we have already sent us messages. When you are in these areas, please talk to us before you come. Now, in other areas, they actually tell me before you come, so that they can tell the immigration to stop you. I'm here to break every immigration control over your life in the name of Jesus. Anything that pushes you over in life and makes you that record breaker, I cause it right now to rise in the name of Jesus. I'll break every barrier, break every chain, Break everything that prevents you from getting a miracle. I prophesy a miracle today in the name of Jesus. You shall see a rise. How about you? I call a rise on you. Landuzia pacta vukse. It's happening right now. It's happening right now. It's happening right now. Listen to this. Listen to this. I want you to see something. I want you to see something. She called and said, the Most High. And the word Most High there is El Celivon. El Celion. Which means something that is of a higher level. But there was a trouble there because she did not distinguish. They didn't get it. So for those who would pray to God in the Gentile traditions, they knew there was one Most High God. They didn't know which one. Have you noticed the power when Paul went and he said, I know that you are worshippers. You're really spiritual. But when I was coming to the city, I saw a sign written to the unknown God. To whom do you worship as unknown? Which one is this unknown? Let me tell you the unknown God. Now hear this. Are you getting this now? Are you getting it? But also to the pagans that worshipped the demonic or demoniacs in the city. They treated Zeus and other gods, Dianas and all this, as the Most Highs. So Paul knew there was no distinction being made. So Paul is grieved because there is no distinction. If you say Most High to the pagan, he thinks you mean Zeus. To those who worship another God, they think you mean the Most High. But which Most High, we don't know. So you are mixing things and people are getting confused. That's why they were often taken to be gods themselves. Because demoniacs would cry out and say, Men of God, Most High. I don't know if you're getting this now. There's some place they actually said, Zeus has come down to us. Now, I want you to see something. Are you hearing? Are you hearing? Some people are getting it. So there are demonic links and connections and everything that control everything that is in the city. And so many people don't get it now. Now, if you notice in Luke 5:14, it says, then Jesus ordered him, don't tell anyone, but go, show yourself to the high priest, offer the sacrifice that Moses commanded for your cleansing as a testimony to them. It says here, and his noise and his fame was noised abroad. If you look at the word noised, it doesn't limit it to amplification of volume. It means also spiritual networks picked up the system. So when he did that, demons were waiting and said, don't touch him. This is wrong. This something is going on here. Don't ever touch him. Notice, Jesus was standing there and John is in prison. And John wants to come out. He had to send disciples to communicate. He couldn't catch in the spirit what was happening. That Jesus said, what do you see here? So he's saying, tell him, create a network so you can tell him what you see here. What you see here should be proof of who I am. There was a network that was needed to open. See, when we are praying in tongues, and praying in tongues and building up ourselves in the most holy faith and also in the seeding, we can sense, you know. I told you psychologists have just realized, right, that most times when you wake up early in the morning and you have nothing to do, you just wake up like, why am I up? They've realized there's normally a connection with other people thinking about you. Yeah. At the same time. People that you know. They did a research. One person did a research where they said, okay, who do you know? Boom, boom, boom. Call them. Talk to them. Were you thinking about me yesterday? And they realized it was almost 99% that the people that woke up in the middle of the night, and just woke up in the middle of the night and wondered why they were up, somebody was thinking of them at the same time. That means it's an awakening of the spirit for intercession. So the spirit knows when intercession needs to be given. So if we continue interceding, we can actually pass through that timeline and go through it and also touch it and touch that person in the spirit. But we don't do it. So there are networks in the spirit that demons have already gotten. They copied God and they are working the system very nicely. The Christians are not. Right now I'm prophesying to you now. Because the network of demons has to be broken over your life. Oh, you're not hearing me. I can tell you're not hearing me. Right now as I'm talking to you now, something is taking place. Money is coming to you now. Prosperity is happening right now in the name of Jesus. I see you succeeding in the name of Jesus. Increase over your life. In the name of Jesus. Increase over your life. Manduzi kabai. Rekubalang gratuzie. Increase, 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 increase. Good news to your phone. Good news to everything. Good news to your email. Good news to your mailbox right now. Inbox right now is receiving. Good news to Atom Call. Good news to WhatsApp. Good news right now. Direct messages. I decree and declare right now. Good news everywhere. Good news everywhere. You are giving a testimony right now. Good news in your bank account. Good news in your account. Good news in everything that you can receive anything. In the name of Jesus. Talunji kabaye. Manduzi kabangrota. Mandezi palongreda bangrosia. Manduzi da bala grota. Parondezia talamangra. Tezuta balengres. Manduze kra. Balongreta bokase. Manduzia palanduskira. Ze kabayang kalamanga. Manduze kredezia palo grosia. Manduze palondesa. Le kabayang grazuzi. Landuji kabayongre. Manduze balondezia pakra. Rekuda balongreta lunkre. Ze ju kabayengre. Mandosale kratosia. In the name of Jesus. I speak right now. In the name of Jesus. The power of the Lord to touch you wherever you are. From the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Be made thou with horror in the name of Jesus. Your finances agree. Your finances should agree. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Somebody here. I'm seeing a growth. Like it's on your, it's like on your, not the pit of your stomach, but it's like on the side. It's like it's, it started as a small growth, but now you can actually feel it.
Yes.
As I'm speaking to you now.
Amen. Amen.
Bible says that Jesus was present in a location and the presence of God, the action of God to heal was present. And people praised him. But the action to heal was present. You know when the four friends brought and removed the whole roof in order to get their friend down? Listen to me. If you don't come by Atom Call, you are going to see you on WhatsApp. You didn't hear me.
Right. Mm.
if you're not healed through television, through Miracle TV, good news is still there. And if it's not good news, it's on Atomgram. If it's not Atomgram, we're going to see you on Facebook, on YouTube, on Instagram, on all these channels, on Android TV, on Apple TV. Trust me, it's happening tonight. It's happening right now in the name of Jesus. Something is taking place. Something is taking place. Now, so there is something on this and money is coming into your account.
Amen.
Listen, there is money I'm seeing, but there is also this healing. In fact, I'm seeing somebody. I think your original thing should be maybe Zambia. Your name should have something to do with Chileshe. I want you to be online right now. Online right now. But notice, I'm seeing something here. I'm seeing something here. Kabonda, Lenkre Venus. It's happening right now. The name is Joyce. It's happening right now. Somebody right now watching right now, I'm seeing something that has happened. In fact, it happened in a few past 2 days. It happened past 2 days. And it's like you have a problem with your housing situation. Your name is George. And God is healing you right now of even the chronic disease that you have. But financially, it's happening also right now. But I want you to be online right now. I don't know whether needle is something. Chileshe. I want to talk to you right now. What's happening? What's happening right now on the testimony desk? What's happening right now?
Testimonies are taking place. Testimonies began, said, before you'd even started talking tonight, the testimonies were coming in. Prophet, this has come from Botswana. And a brother from Botswana has contacted our team of pastors and said that this week they injured their ankle to such a bad state that they could hardly walk. It was swelling. The pain was excruciating.
Wow.
Said, as soon as you began to speak today, sir, pain disappeared.
Amen. Give Jesus a big hand, somebody. What a God we serve.
Amen.
See, when testimonies increase like this, what then happens is like you start feeling like, you know, it's like it's a joke. You know, when God is present, healing is like breathing.
Amen.
You won't even notice you're getting it. Yeah, what's happening? What's happening, Pastor Ronnie? we have a backlog of testimonies. So we have a lot of testimonies that have come in even from last week, and we have some coming in from today.
Yes.
And I have a wonderful testimony here, Prophet, from a lady all the way from India, Kerala. She says last week...
So she might be watching right now.
She might be watching right now. But she says last week, her dad had pain, severe leg pain.
Whoa.
While they were watching the GPS.
Yeah.
And while they were there in India.
So they sent it today.
They sent it today.
Today. So they're watching then.
They're watching
20
right
years.
Now.
The father had suffered from this leg pain 20 years.
20 years.
Wow. That's right.
Wow. Oh my God.
And
see, when it's 2 days, you might say, oh, maybe we're going to heal in 2 days.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. When it's 20 years.
That's right. Wow. Amen. Amen.
What can I say unto the Lord? Amen. All I have to say is thank you.
He couldn't walk, Prophet, and do normal daily activities. He couldn't move. But by your prophetic declaration,
wow,
he was celebrating, running around the house, celebrating his healing, just by a word spoken from this house.
I want you to say something, that we are a church that is so bold, with people waiting to take testimonies. That's a statement on its own.
That's right.
We know exactly what we get.
Amen.
No, they see, people don't. Do you understand? People think, have you ever gone to places where the men of God stand and say, anyone with testimonies? And people look around and look around and look around and, until the man of God says, how great is our God? So that they can move away from this thing that is taking place. And I pray if your church is like that,
amen,
I pray for a demonstration of power to be seen. In the name of Jesus. Manko balangredes.
And we have even more testimonies coming in, Prophet.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I have a testimony here from a lady called Desiree Rita Nekuya, and they live in Belgium. Says last week and the week before, the prophet declared solutions to financial problems. For 2 weeks, nothing happened until last week on Tuesday. My mother received 3,800 euros into her bank account.
Euros.
Wow.
Euros.
That's right.
Give Jesus a big hand, somebody.
Miracle
Listen,
money.
It
miracle
doesn't money. Matter if 50 naira. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
The fact is a miracle. But this
Amen.
Is how much again? How much is that again?
3,800 euros.
3,800 euros. I like the way you said it. 3,800 euros. I like that. Like an 800. You're becoming American in our side. You're about to join Black Lives Matter. So tell me again. It's 3,800 euros. It's like what in pounds? Maybe 3,500?
Yeah, something like that.
Almost the same.
3,500.
Wow.
Yeah.
It can change lives.
Amen.
People are getting like 1,000 euros per month.
Mm-hmm.
And this is like 3.5 months of salary.
That's right. Yeah.
Just right. Miracle money like that.
Just like
What's
that.
Happening? What's happening? Tell
Prophet,
us.
The testimony is unbelievable.
Guys.
Sir, this is a lady who was watching last week. You prophesied last week. You prophesied her name. You said that your son has got epilepsy, has fits,
okay,
and that it troubles you. You can't sleep at night.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And her name was Mavis.
Yeah.
All right.
Prophet, she came back to our team today to say that ever since that day and you released the word of healing, no fits anymore.
Yeah.
Finish, finish.
Hallelujah.
If only you knew. The test of the pudding is not in the argument.
Amen.
You can say it's sweet, it's salty. No, it doesn't taste, it tastes like water. No, eat it.
Mm. Yeah. Amen. Even more testimonies are coming in, Prophet. Even more testimonies are coming in. This is a wonderful testimony. This gentleman says, my wife was pregnant and the due date was 6 November. She was getting a bit worried and tired and praying that the baby comes soon. After the overnight intervention service, Papa declared an overnight miracle during the service.
Hey.
A few hours later, the same night, my wife started showing signs of labor.
What?
By 7 p.m., we went to maternity birth center. By 1 a.m., the baby was delivered supernaturally.
Overnight. Overnight. That was...
He says the birth was supernatural.
You have pictures.
So smooth.
Pictures.
Yes, sir. We have a picture of the baby.
Wow. He says the birth was supernatural. Not a single stitch, C-section. Wow. Even the midwife committed to say, this has been the quietest birth they've ever experienced.
Wow.
He said, there's no noise in this room. There's nothing.
It's happening. It's actually there. We have it on screen. Right. And I'm seeing on the... Oh, wow. What a beautiful baby. Now, just imagine. Miracle babies are coming.
Amen.
Miracle babies are happening. I'm telling you, your miracle job is coming.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Your miracle success is coming. Automatic God.
Yeah.
Ah. Automatic job.
Amen.
Automatic miracle.
Yes.
Automatic car.
Yes.
Automatic healing.
Yes.
Just automatic. Everything automatic. 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 It's happening.
Amen.
Just imagine. Where are they from, though? Where are they from? Ask them where they...
Yes, sir. We'll find out exactly where they are located.
Wow.
Wow.
Amen. Wow. Put the baby again, let's see. Wow. Oh, come on. Come on, that's exactly what we need.
Yes.
When God can do something that you can see and you prove it and you show it and they overcome by the word of their testimonies.
Amen.
Testimonies.
Amen.
They overcome.
Amen.
They overcome. It's happening. It's happening. It's all happening in our midst. Right there where you are in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Your miracle is taking place right now. This global prophetic Sunday.
Yes.
Receive your prophetic word.
Amen.
Your house, debt-free home.
Amen.
That sickness your wife has, healed now in the name of Jesus. There's somebody I'm hearing. Somebody. It's like you have a problem with a dry mouth. It's like you constantly are putting that. You know when you put that Vaseline, right? That's all right. But when you don't, you are constantly putting saliva out through your tongue to kind of moisten the whole area, and it's just consistent. This is not normal. You constantly run dry of saliva. Even in your mouth, saliva is not a lot. I don't know what that disease is called. I'm just sensing it now. You say, how do I sense it? Because when I'm talking to you like this, I can sense it in me. Then I know it's not normal to me. Then God says, call it out.
Amen.
That same condition. That's how we do word of knowledge. Something happens to me and I tell it to you. It doesn't come to me as a disease. It comes to me as a sensation, as something. And then I feel it that, something is happening.
Amen.
And it's an automatic thing. And after I call it out, it goes back to normal.
Yes.
So I know for sure it's a temporary thing just for you. And you're having a problem. Constantly, you're just going up. Constantly, constantly, constantly. And it's not a small thing. We're not talking about people who are just like, oh, me too, I'm like that. No, this is really extreme. In fact, there is another one I'm seeing now. And you have something like a prophetic church. It's a prophetic church. You also want to do deliverance in the church like that. But there is something you want from me. Something you want from me. Which is, in fact, you are called Chabalala. I think the surname is Chabalala. And you really want God to do. In fact, you are in Giani in South Africa.
Wow.
Right now.
Let's go.
I'm talking to you right now. It's happening to you right now. God is going to do something. I want to pray for you and I want to anoint you and give you an impartation to do the things I'm doing right now. Why? Because, watch this. Why? Because it stands to reason to me, if you are a real man of God, you better than distribute what you have, because it's not you. You want as many people as you can have to actually go around the world and do it. I don't know where Giani is, but I'm seeing Giani, but it's connected to a place called Limpopo.
Mm.
And I'm seeing this. You have to call now. You have to call now. Our calls, our phones are ready. And remember, when you have a prophetic word that is there, just write prophecy in capital letters. And then we see your prophet say, oh, you prophesied to me. My name is this, or my surname is Chabalala. And we talk to you. All right. What's happening right now? What's happening right now with him?
Prophet testimonies are coming in more and more.
Amen.
And more, sir. This one is amazing, sir. Just before you came to minister, this couple in South Africa, they have contacted our pastors. They said they were worshipping whilst Pastor Savannah was worshipping, and they were worshipping along with Pastor Savannah. And as they were doing that, an angel appeared in their living room next to them.
Ooh,
and
wow.
Ran past them. They said they've never seen anything like it. They've never.
Oh my God. Look at that.
But today was their day.
It's happening.
Yes.
Supernatural taking place.
Amen.
See, look at this. They are there on the screen. That's the couple that's giving us that testimony, right?
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Thank you so, so much, guys. And may God increase you in everything you do in your ministry. I bless you. I increase you. I show you mercy in the name of Jesus. May you be distributed with grace. Grace increase upon you. Showers of mercy upon your life in the name of Jesus. It's happening. It's happening. It's happening.
Yes, Prophet. We have more testimonies of healing right here that are coming in. Abiel Paul Sanders says, "A past few months I have had flame in my throat and it was irritating and they couldn't get rid of it. But last week, as you declared healing, it was completely gone instantly."
Wow. Just imagine what my God can do. Imagine the difference. What God does and what my God.
Amen.
See, Paul says, "My God shall supply." Mine.
Glory.
Mine. He had a certain level of possessing. My God. Not our God. Mine. Because the level of my revelation is the one that dictates who we are talking about.
Amen.
My God. Amen. Jehovah Chikopa Kopo.
Prophet, there's more testimonies coming, sir.
Let's go.
This is amazing. This is from the United Kingdom. And a lady has contacted our pastors right now and said, last week they were watching the GPS service last week and they were partaking, receiving the words that you were releasing, sir, the prophetic words. And her daughter, we have a photograph of the daughter right now, had applied for universities around the UK. And within 24 hours, sir, of the GPS service, it normally takes 1 month at least to hear back from these universities. In 24 hours, she received acceptance and offers of every single university that she applied for. Yeah. 24 hours.
Hallelujah. How many hours?
24 hours after the GPS service. Normally it takes at least up to a month, sir.
And they got it?
She got an offer from every university.
Overnight. Now, why are we talking about, why are we taking the Friday overnight?
Amen.
Oh, look at her. Wow. And God has touched her.
Amen.
Something is taking place.
Amen.
These are real people.
Right.
All right? See, it's very important that we do that because these are real people.
Yeah.
You know, to the impure, everything is impure. To a prostitute, everyone is a prostitute.
Right.
To a thief, everyone is a thief. I heard a statement saying everyone is a potential prostitute. It takes circumstances to become one. Hey, listen to me. Those things is everyone is a prostitute. It's you who is a prostitute. You have weighed your own self like I. Yeah, me, I might. If you give me $1 million, I might become one. Then they start coming out with that nonsense. Marriage is not a bed of roses. Talk about your own. Oh, some of us are on a bed of roses. So, with no thorns. As a marriage is not a bed of roses. To you, you are not even married. You caught that. Speak for yourself. Life is difficult. You don't play like with life. Life is very sweet here. No one goes out alive. Some of us say, we shall not sleep. We shall not...
Hallelujah.
In the twinkling of an eye,
Amen.
We shall all be awake and we shall
Glory.
Be taken. So not Amen. Everyone is going to go out dead.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
No one is going to live here alive.
Mm-hmm.
You have not read the rapture. See? To the impure, everyone is impure. Say, oh, pastor, steal money from church. No, the problem is, you are the one. If you were given my position, you would steal.
Mm-hmm.
So you wonder, why? How come he doesn't steal?
Mm-hmm.
So he's stealing. Because if I was there, I would steal.
No.
You are the thief. Let's go.
Yes, sir. We have another wonderful testimony here. Just came in from Elder Godfrey all the way in Zimbabwe. He says, "I was having excruciating pain in both knees. But just as you were prophesying about the Chileshe guy, Prophet, the pain in his knees disappeared and is completely healed right now."
Wow.
There's another testimony here, Prophet.
Yes.
It's coming through social media. And the person says, "I was having a sharp pain under their breast, really sharp pain. But Prophet, as you were speaking and you were talking about healing and you touched the side of your body like that, the pain vanished just like that."
Wow.
Amen.
Healed.
Wow. Our God is greater. He is higher. Something is taking place. Something is taking place. I want you to call right now. I want you to call. And those who are in there, if they have a way of bringing us bring it to us what's happening so that we actually know who is calling and who is what, because we seem to be concentrating on testimonies a lot, which is brilliant, mm-hmm. but we also don't need to forget the ones who are watching right this minute, mm-hmm. who are actually waiting to, for us to take your phones, your phone calls and stuff like that. What you do is follow the rules that we give you. I know every week we have a problem. After we finish, someone said, I was there, but they didn't pick me.
Yeah.
No, we said, write testimony. WhatsApp or Atom Call. Big letters. But the problem that's happening right now is people are writing testimony. And then they write prophecy. And then they put prayer requests.
Yeah. That's right.
You can rig elections, but you can't rig God. Trust me. There is no reason to lie.
Uh-huh. Prophet, the gentleman you were prophesying about, Joshua, with the lip problem, he's on social media right now, just sent a message. And so he says, I was applying lip balm, now I am the guy, Joshua Kisoi. After just applying it, the prophet said about it.
I decree and declare right now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You are healed now in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Replace that lip balm with the balm of Gilead.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, heal in the mighty name of Jesus. Heal in the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus' mighty name. Yes. Yes. It's happening now. It's happening now. You got to believe it and that's all you have. See, Jesus is so simple. He put his prerequisite in two words. Just two. You don't need to jump up and down, go around a house, go circle a city six times, seven times. No. This one says, just believe. If you can only believe, all things are possible. Two words, only two words are the prerequisite for anything that you want in Christ. Only believe. And all things, how many things?
All.
Do you know what all is in the Bible there? That all in Greek, what it means? It's a very special word, all. It means all. Yes, yes. What's happening? Finished. Some people are still waiting for the revelation of what all means. It really just means all. Yes.
Prophet, this testimony has just came in right now. This person who has testified to our team had a growth on their eye today, and it was a very painful growth. They were in pain the whole day. Mm. As you released the word for miracles today, the pain completely vanished. The growth disappeared, completely healed.
The growth?
Amen. Yes, sir. Amen.
Where was the growth?
Eye. On
and,
the eye,
and it just
sir.
Happened. When,
yes.
When we're talking about even growth here and stuff. And
today.
Just
wow.
Watch this.
Amen.
A growth is a growth wherever it is.
Mm.
It's going. Notice, I mentioned somebody with a growth here, and somebody with a growth here. And they took that same thing and said, if it can heal here, it can heal there. So simple. I'm encouraged by that kind of faith.
Amen.
That's what I want to hear. That kind of faith. And call us as well. But I know calling is a very dangerous thing, because we have just too many people calling. Call us right now. Especially that pastor who needs that impartation. I want to do it right this minute and endorse you right now by the Spirit to the world this minute. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. In fact, I think the name has got something to do with liberty in the church. Liberty. Liberty. I don't know whether it's H. That's it's not Henry. It's Henny or something like that. There's Chabalala. Henny. Chabalala. And a lot is happening in your church right now. And you just want it to be pushed a little bit higher. Just that's all you're looking for, to be pushed a little bit. In fact, your birthday is in September.
Yeah.
Something is happening right now.
Yes.
Something is happening. Get to our phones right now and call. Don't be lazy. Call. Don't be lazy. It's happening right now. It's happening. What's happening? What's happening now?
We have another wonderful healing testimony here, Prophet,
mm-hmm.
from Surekha Rayo, all the way from India. And it says, my entire aunt's family back in India had been affected by COVID-19.
Wow.
But through your prophetic word, completely healed. Wow. The whole family.
Wow.
Received their healing.
Wow. Listen, if you're watching me right now, there are rules we put in place. Don't go beyond those rules. Don't try to do it in a certain way. When we say what you do is when you get to our phones or to our WhatsApp, to our Atom call, you just put prophecy or whatever in front of prophets, put big letters or small letters, it doesn't matter. Big letters better so we can recognize you, because now there are hundreds and hundreds of texts coming through all these phones.
Yeah.
So if you put big letters prophets, we know it's you, so that we can actually press your number and call you back. very, very important. And you also do it on your social media, wherever you're watching us on, so that we can have all the people that are, you know, because when you have 5,000 comments, people giving testimonies and people doing this, very difficult to then search through and say, okay, this one. You need to understand it's difficult. So you need to, it's very difficult. If it is a church service setting, I just go, you. And if I put screens, again, we're going to do the screens another time, but the screens are going to maybe give us an access to 1,000. And we have millions watching. And somebody will be like, why are those there? And why am I not there? It's life. Yeah, it's life. Then it seems like it's a setup somewhere. You know, we're going to do it so that once in a while we go to the screens and then, you know, come back to you and you can see what God is doing. It's happening. It's happening. Please, if you are there, this is Zambia, Chileshe. Remember Chileshe? Mention it first, right? Chileshe, Zambia. In fact, you're not in Zambia.
Wow.
You're actually in Cape Town, but you come from Zambia.
Yeah. Wow.
And your first name is Joyce.
Nice.
Get to us now. Don't come after the service like, hey, I am here. Wherever you're going to send us that message after the service, you can do it now. You can do it now. You can do it now. It's important. If, imagine if one Israelite had said, me, I do not care. I will not wake up at the same time as Moses and the children of Israel. I will follow my own time. And the seas opened and they've gone to the other side and the Egyptians have followed and they've drowned. Now here you wake up. Where is Moses? Ah, they're gone. Now you start your own journey. You go to the Red Sea. What do you think was going to happen there? Like, yeah, I was sleeping. Now I'm here. There is God. God said, there is no Moses there. So please, don't come after. Just do it this minute. Obey. Respect this time. What's happening?
Thank you, Prophet. Prophet, there's testimony here. Somebody's come to our team called Nasi Vela, and they said that they were having sharp pain in the right side of their stomach, and you were holding your stomach, sir, when you were prophesying.
Wow, so they were having a problem.
They were having a problem, a lot of pain. Since that moment when you held your stomach, pain has gone completely.
Wow.
Heal, sir.
Wow. It's happening.
More healing testimonies, Prophet. Right now, Albert from South Africa just sent through his testimony. Says as he was watching, he had back pain for the last 2 days. But right now, as he was watching and you were declaring healing, he got healed completely. There's no more pain. He can move
no
it.
More.
Completely healed.
Now, listen. Call us right this minute. Continue calling. Continue calling. We are answering. Listen. We're answering phones. My wife is here. I'm here. We are not done yet. We just want to go to Pastor Femi with his new song. I don't know what new song is called. I have no idea. It's Holy Water. Okay, Holy Water. All right. And when we're talking about Holy Water, we're not talking about anointing water. All right? We don't do those things. It's okay if you want them. You know, there is another degree of revelation in that. We just don't do it. Now, so when we talk about Holy Water, we're talking about the washing of the word. So the song is actually saying, if the devil sends fire, I will quench him with holy water. In other words, I will quench that fire with the word. That's what he's talking about. At least I know that part. That's what I know. That part, I definitely know that part. The other part, you're going to hear it. It's really new. I heard it once, so I'm expecting you to hear it. And get to the phones. Text. I'm still here, right here. I'm not going anywhere. It's just after that song, we are back. And we are talking to people even on the phone. All right, Pastor Femi.
Yeah. Is another one called it good news music. Oh, Nana.
I like it.
We know they do what I do and they see me, I do what I do. They go jealous, they dada. See ugly face like Umaga. They wanna say fire. Danger. They want me down to the ground, oh. They want speaker there for the sound, oh. They wanna say fire. Danger. They want me down to the ground, oh. They want speaker there for the sound, oh. Give me holy water, so I can block the fire. Holy water for me to block the fire. Give me holy water, yeah, so I can block the fire. Holy water for me to blow up the fire. You know I'm even large. I serve a big God. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Whatever they ask you, they give me double double. Yeah, yeah. Pepper propeller go rotate. This kind of God and they respect. Oh. So when they do what they do, let them do what they do. Give me holy water. So I can blow up the fire. Holy water for me to block the fire. Holy water, so I can block the fire. Holy water for me to block the fire. When I do what I do, when they see me, I do what I do. They go jealous, they dada. See ugly face like Umaga. Yeah, yeah, yeah. When I do what I do, when they see me, I do what I do. Yeah, 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 yeah. They go jealous, they dada. The ugly face like Umaga. They wanna say fire. Danger. They want me down to the ground, oh. They want speaker that for the sound, oh. They wanna say fire. Danger. They want me down to the ground, oh. One speaker that, oh. Give me holy water. So I can blow the fire. Holy water for me to block the fire. Me holy water, yeah, yeah. So I can block the fire. Holy water for me to block the fire. You know I'm even large. I said the big God. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Whatever they ask you, they give me double double. Yeah, yeah. Pepper, prophet, I go rotate. It's not a God that they respect, oh. When they do what they do, let them do what they do. Give me holy water, so I can block the fire. Holy water for me to block the fire. Give me holy water, so I can block the fire. Holy water for me to block the fire. When I do what I do, when they see me, I do what I do.
Other people, and you and other people, in this church and other people, is this. In the discipline of what we call theology, in the branch of theology that deals with preaching, we have three kinds of discipline, which is hermeneutics, homiletics, and apologetics. And hermeneutics is the science of preaching. Homiletics is the art of preaching. Apologetics is the proof of preaching. So a preacher like myself, who is first in the word, should be hermeneutically accurate, homiletically flowing, and apologetically convincing. I exegete scripture to a point where the sinner comes clean or stays away. And the atheist and the agnostic has to believe God is there. I wish I had people. I'm stopping this.
A good news world with Hubert Angel, provoking a reaction and always worth hearing.
In epistemology, the study of knowledge, you have three kinds of knowledge that are chief: eido, gnosko, and epignosis. Epignosis makes you a master. You gain mastery of your art. Whatever you do, you gain mastery over. When the known is now in participation with the knower, when the knower knows deep down in their knower that the known is now operating with it, you are no longer putting a Mercedes Benz there. No, you are inside, brother, operating the thing. You understand? You understand? You understand? On gnosko, you have revelation. On eido, you are aware. Information has been made part of your knowings. On epignosis, you have gotten a hold of the thing. You are now touching it. You are operating it. You're now in possession. Brothers and sisters, this is real, brothers. This is real.
A Good News World with Hubert Angel, provoking a reaction and always worth hearing.
Christianity is the size, brothers and sisters. Page 716 of the Thorndike Dictionary, column 1 in paragraph 7, says science is knowledge gained by observation, proven by experimentation and demonstration, refined by classification. Ah, yeah. You can measure this thing we call Christianity. You can put Christianity in a test tube like this and tape the whole thing and figure it. You can mix it up and come up with a solution. That's why the Bible says it this way, that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That means our faith is based on information. If you don't have the information, you can't get knowledge. This is not blind. Christianity is a science.
A Good News World with Hubert Angel, provoking a reaction and always worth hearing.
I'm so thankful that God gave me people like yourselves. See, this Bible is literally letters sent to partners. When you think Paul, that's why it's called the letter to the, the letter to the, the letter to the. These are letters.
Partnership is much more than being on a mailing list. You can say that partnership is a bridge that connects two sides. On one side, you have individuals, businesses, ministries. And on the other side, you have the work of the ministry, the rewards for the work of the ministry, and the ministry's grace. The bridge of partnership rests upon two fundamental pillars. One pillar is prayer, and the other is finances. These two pillars are designed to benefit you as a partner just as much as the ministry. The benefits are a two-way stream. From your side, you pray for Prophets Hubert and Bibi, the staff, and for God's grace to be upon the work of the ministry. Coming back to you is the commitment of Prophet Hubert and Prophet Bibi, along with the Good News World staff, to pray for you every single day. In addition to your prayers, when you sow your financial seed, you are exercising the full measure of your faith toward the work of the ministry. This opens the door to the rewards of partnership. 1 Samuel 30, verse 24, in the Amplified says, "For as is the share of him who goes into the battle, so shall his share be who stays by the baggage. They shall share alike." It doesn't matter who does the preaching or who supports the preacher. Both activities are sacred to God, and the rewards will be the same for both. Rewards like the grace for healing, the grace for prosperity and financial increase, and the grace for victorious faith. On behalf
stessa gioia. Chierando ti esce, lo varani e casa. Mi è curva, mi è curosica. La roccia, a ne è canosa, pianosa di già.
Hey, my little soul, yeah.
Lord is going to happen.
Our live miracles are happening all around the world. Wherever you are, wherever you are,
God is going to do something over you. Extend your hands. Extend your hands on the screen. All right? Extend your hands. Okay? Extend your hands. Just a sign of extending your hand. You can see me right on your phone, or you can't see me.
I can't see you now.
Okay. Just raise your hand wherever you are. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I decree and declare impartation over your life. Impartation beyond what you expect. Because the Lord ministered to me that even as you wanted to just receive from one person that I was prophesying to. Hello? Hello? Even as you wish to just get a call that you could attach yourself. Don't worry about that. As you could attach yourself from that unction, you wanted just to attach yourself to that grace that somebody I prophesied to, who hasn't contacted us yet. In fact, they are actually on Facebook. They just said we are here, but they are not calling on the phone. Right. All you wanted was an attachment to just get that residue of that prophecy.
Amen.
I prophesy to you now. The prophetic shall be known in you. Is that even as I'm prophesying now? A lot is going to happen to your place. You are not... Where are you right now? Where are you? Just tell me where you are now. Don't tell me anything else. What city are you in?
Lokoja.
Okay, you are in Lokoja now. Do you know Otokotiki? Otokiti? Otokiti?
It's a place.
Where?
In Lokoja.
Now listen, and I saw something like iron something. I don't know why there is like an iron, whether it's an iron gate, whether it's whatever it is, Kogi. And what about Kogi? Kogi. That's Kogi State where you are. But God is doing something right now in the name of Jesus in your life. And as you are there right now, I prophesy. Amen. Anything you need. In fact, right now, your finances, you were trying to figure out how to move into business and try to sell this and sell that and sell that. You are trying to get to establish something like if you can get a shop somewhere to do something. But God is ministering to me. It is a calling that will bring you what you need. Your calling. Amen. God ministered to me. You have a calling over your life. And this day, don't forget this day. This day is going to be a day of miracles, a day of impartation. Right now, I impart whatever I have in my life, I impart over your life. May you begin to prophesy. May healing be known with you in the name of Jesus. And don't ever think you don't have it just because you don't feel it. Something is happening over your life right now. Over your life right now. The anointing is getting to Nigeria right now. And God is touching you in every location, every place. Right now in the name of Jesus. Don't worry about what you're worrying about. God is in this place. God is in. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. What's happening right here? What's happening here? What's happening right now? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you.
We're still receiving a lot of miracles, prophet.
Uh-huh.
A lot of healing out there.
Mm-hmm.
We just a message here on social media, as you can see here. Joy Eni says, my right lower abdomen, just as you're prophesying,
mm-hmm.
is being painful, but right now I'm without pain.
It's happening pain right this minute. This right now. This testimony desk, call us right now. Send, what's happening? What's happening here?
Prophet, this is on Atom Call. This is somebody from California, USA.
California, USA.
Contacted on Atom Call to say you were prophesying about the problem in the mouth with the Slavia. This person is saying it is them that you are prophesying about. Even in the nighttime, the Slavia is a problem. In the daytime, it's a problem.
Can we call them?
We can call them, sir.
Wow. I don't know. Oh, okay. That's
just reset.
That's the. Let's call them.
Yes, sir.
Try to call them now.
And this person said it was even causing bad odor the whole day.
And just imagine. God says there's something that is taking place. And healing is happening. You are here right now and you are hearing. God is ready to do mighty wonders. I don't care where you are. God is ready to do mighty wonders.
Kaloji. Another testimony here from Paulina Rodriguez.
says, mm-hmm. I had pain in my left shoulder. As the man of God was praying, I straightened out my hand and the pain just disappeared.
The pain disappeared.
Yes, sir.
Amen. The pain disappeared. So come on, Luz. Is this the person?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay.
Because of the last one.
Just keep trying. Keep trying. Keep trying. Keep trying. Keep trying.
Right. This is the one, Paulina Rodriguez. Mm-hmm. She's saying, I had pain in my left shoulder.
Okay.
But just as you were praying, right now, she says, I straightened my hand to the screen and the pain has just disappeared completely.
Wow. Amen. Just imagine. So that means you can actually do it with us right this minute. Right this minute. Something is taking place.
Prophet,
yes.
A lot of healings are taking place right mm-hmm. now. Gertrude Graham, watching us live right now, says, I had terrible leg pains and it has just gone right now. It's gone.
Everything is healed.
Completely
I'm
gone.
Telling you, I'm telling you,
amazing.
I'm telling you.
Amazing.
I'm telling you. It's like we have
and we
where we said people should text, that's where they are calling.
That's yeah. right.
So
that's right.
To try and block this one so you can call this one.
You don't know
it's it's trust me, it's not the system error. It's simply miracles getting too many.
That's right. And we have another miracle here, Prophet. We have another miracle here, Prophet. Sandra Matambo, watching us live right now, says, I was also having a sharp pain just below my breast. It's only when you mentioned it that I realized the pain had gone.
Wow.
Amen.
It's happening right this minute. It's happening right this minute. When you call them, you know.
Yeah.
When you manage. We're receiving a lot of phone calls.
It's
I wish people
right.
could just see what you're doing right now. Like Ezzy is trying to call somebody calls her like that. And you have to cut out the calls. And yeah. I think people are just getting frustrated. Like, why are you having a problem with... Hello, brother? Oh, hello? Oh, hello? Oh, it keeps on saying answering, so... I think it keeps on saying connecting. Don't worry.
Okay.
Text.
Yeah.
Just text them.
Yes, sir.
Let me text them myself. Yes, look. Continue, guys.
Yes, sir.
So testimonies are coming in thick and fast, but this is your day. So make sure as soon as the miracle takes place in your life, whether it be a healing, check your bank accounts, check your credit reports. We're getting miracles right across the board, all these different areas. So as soon as your miracle comes, remember to text the phone number that's on your screen. Text that number with testimony in capital letters. If you are one of the people that our prophet has been prophesying about today, then you must text the phone number on the screen and text it as capital letters, prophecy. Prophecy. We'll pick it up right now. We need to speak to you. We need to speak to you. This is important. This is your life. It's very important.
And we're still getting more
Hello.
Testimonies.
Hello.
We're still getting more testimonies coming in right now.
Hello.
We have a wonderful testimony from a gentleman called Antonio Fernandez. Antonio Fernandez is watching live right now. Since last week, I was transferred by my company to another location, though I refused. So he got to that company and worked there for a few days. But then, during the overnight Hello. Intervention service, the prophet was praying and declaring miracles. And
this
he went back to his original position that he had wanted to stay in.
Wow.
Transferred good. Overnight. And he's back in the place where he wanted to be.
I decree and declare every demon that having a plan against your life. I speak right now that you be made whole from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. And I decree and declare even the business you want to do, Father, bring customers, bring people that will be aligning with their vision so that the money will not be lost in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare and prophesy to you. Your action is added to you right this minute. Something you're graced to do so much is being added to you right now. Financially, be well. In your body, be well. Be healed everywhere you hurt in the name of Jesus. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. May everything you need to do, whether it's here or Africa, may it be done. May you open those things that you want. May you open those restaurants you want. May you open those businesses you want. May you open anything that you need to open. Be open now in the name of Jesus. Hey, what's happening?
So, Prophet, we're receiving confirmation right now. even from Eselda.
Hello, sister.
Eselda,
what's happening?
Makatini. Eselda Makatini says, I connect to the grace. And she says, I know Pastor Henry Chabalala in Giani, Limpopo. He prayed for me and my two daughters. So we're waiting for Pastor Henry Chabalala to get in touch. I think this is one of his congregants right here confirming. So they on social media. So he needs to get in touch on the number. Give us a call or send a text at least confirming you're there so that we ring you, so that we have your number and can get in touch with you.
You're not called to do what you want to do. But it's an easier way when you do training of people gives you better chance of really developing what you need to do. Training people, not like Form 1, not like Grade 7, not like Grade 1. No, that's not the school I'm seeing. I'm seeing something that trains people online and all these other things that are taking place. And God is going to really bless you in that.
Amen.
So concentrate on that and you'll find that even the money that you want to actually make the business work, it's not really much that will be needed to start that. So God is really with you. Just continue to do good and God is blessing you right now because of your call and my connection with you right now on this
Hallelujah.
One call. Trust me, God is with you.
Amen.
Love you so much.
Amen.
And we are praying for you here. All right.
Thank you, Prophet.
So you can call. Yeah.
And the healing is still taking place right now, even as you're ministering on the phone.
It's happening.
Healing
Don't go anywhere.
Right
Don't
now.
Go anywhere. And good news to you right now is coming to your phones.
Amen.
It's not just healing. It's not just prophecy. A lot
Amen.
Is taking place. We have just have a lot of testimonies to go through.
Amen.
We just have a lot of testimonies to go through.
Right now, just this minute, Prophet, we've just received another testimony from Grace Tehila. From Kenya. Says, I'm from Kenya. I had a very sharp pain under my right foot. And right now, as we speak, it's gone.
Wow.
She's watching live right now. That pain is completely gone. She is healed.
More testimonies coming in live here, Prophet. This is on WhatsApp. It says, sharp pain I've been experiencing in my left breast, which was there when the service started, has now gone.
It's gone.
Yes, sir.
It's going right now. Your debt can actually go as we're talking right now. Pastor Ron here is giving you a lot of testimonies coming in. Pastor
Ricky
here, the man himself who has a brilliant song that's coming very, very soon. I can't say the song though.
Yeah,
can't say the song, but it's really, really, really revolutionary. You will hear it. And it's happening right
and Prophet,
this
we have
minute.
A wonderful testimony right here from Mel. She texts us here from, I think this is Atomgram. She says, Prophet, you declared last week that everyone will have a testimony this week. I'm at university and I was told I'm not entitled to childcare grant and adult grant
and
on Friday, 1st November last week. On Monday, I began speaking what God said to you. Warfare with prophecy.
And it's happening overnight. She went overnight and she didn't see it. She's like, I received a prophetic word and I use it towards it by the prophesyings.
That's it.
The prophecies, not the prophecies. It says by the prophesyings that came over you. War a good battle.
Amen. And Prophet, she says something. She says, and when I checked my student finance account, boom.
Yes,
I was awarded. I'm reading it as it is.
Boom, man.
I was.
Not as she said, boom. That's prophetic because the Bible says, and suddenly the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
In other words, the Holy Ghost moves in a sudden way.
Amen.
And suddenly the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Boom.
She says, I was awarded £11,000 for childcare grant. And £1,700 adult grant.
Wow. Happening. It's happening. It's happening. And may you use it for the right thing. And God is going to bless you even more than this. Your testimonies have not yet ended.
Amen. This is live in here, Prophet.
All right.
This is Jeffrey from the UK. Says, I had a sharp back pain. Mm-hmm. And as Prophet was praying, I just noticed it's disappeared.
Wow.
Back pain is gone.
Miracles are taking place. Miracles are taking place. Don't be left out. Don't say it's not for you. This is GPS, Global Prophetic Sunday. Why do we do this? We prophesy, but after prophesying, we wait for the testimonies because they come fast, fast and big. So it's like when, if these guys could only see what we are doing by testimonies, you can see.
All these are testimonies. We're just looking for the one that says maybe that touches a lot of other people. Not touches in the sense of big. But we know maybe there are so many people. These guys have a prophetic eye to know if they've like maybe 20,000 people who have got this problem. So we call that one out so that you can actually also be healed. All right. So a lot is taking place right now. If people could see, you see here, just look at this. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this. All this. All this. If you notice, you can see the number, the blues there. It means we haven't even read them.
They're coming in by the second.
You see, so we have to read them and see what's happening. Yeah. It's happening right now. It's happening right now. Da zun zun kira man grades too.
Yes.
Pazuki ban grades. Palunde kira man kraba.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. It's happening right now. It's happening right now.
There's a lady here testifying, sir. It's Micheline from Holland was having an issue of blood, but when you prayed on the GPS, she received instant healing. It stopped.
Whoa. Wow.
Yes, sir.
Wow. I don't know how you call using this thing. How do you call this?
So wherever you're tuning in from, all around the world, this is the GPS service. Miracles are taking place right now. This is miracles are taking place from the studio here to wherever you are all around the world. So this is your moment. This is your time. Keep,
amen.
Keep texting the number if you are, when you are getting your testimony. And our team is picking up and we are doing our best to get through them all. There's so many. They're coming in by the second. As Prophet was showing you on the phone, they're literally coming in by the second. Okay. We have miracle money here coming from Atomgram. Christian says, after your word of prophecy that you released, 200 euros appeared in their account from nowhere.
Wow.
Miracle money.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Another one on Atomgram. They're really coming in on Atomgram, the testimonies. Elizabeth says, had pain on my neck and my head. As Prophet began to pray, all pain vanished.
Amen.
The word of the Prophet, pain cannot stay when the word of the Prophet is released.
That's right.
So keep the testimonies.
Who's trying to call?
They're already on another call.
What the numbers here?
We are busy trying to get to answer some of your calls.
Oh, this is amazing, this one, Prophet. This is somebody came in today, spoke to the team, and said that their child got their school test results last week, and they'd never ever scored an A in a test in an exam, a school exam, ever. Now, the test paper, sir, they wrote Hubert Angel on the back of the test paper and submitted it. Say, they got an A star.
Do they have the? Oh, it's on the screen. It's happening right
There's
now.
There's the test paper.
It's happening right now. Somebody right there will be like, why didn't these put Jesus on there?
Yeah. can you show the backside where they wrote the name? There it is. There it is, right there on the screen. You can see at the bottom.
It's not working.
This needs to charge.
Yanesu.
Arokarirasha Mahira Zira Farare Suyo Era Ayetora Kiando Sari Tawana.
Because this testimony that came in,
what about Kwelelo? Yeah, but what I'm saying is there are two people, huh?
Yes.
You have two boyfriends.
Yes.
Uh-huh. That's what I'm trying to say now. What happened?
Yes.
What happened to the other one? The Kwelelo.
Kwelelo, he cheated on me. He keeps on doing things that I don't know where we are heading. I don't know where we are heading, man of God.
So Kwelelo cheated on you, but you have also two boyfriends. This is what I'm trying to say. So why don't you forgive him if you can be forgiven?
Okay, thank you. Thank you, great lady. I have an operation.
Wait,
we haven't moved.
I am saying Kwelelo did this, forgive him. Huh?
Yes.
Uh-huh. You're doing the same thing. He is doing the same thing. Now, I decree and declare for your healing right now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That healing, Father, in the name of Jesus, even this scheduled operation, when they get there, let them see a difference in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
I decree and declare by the power of the mighty God, in the name of Jesus, something is going to happen. Listen, I don't know you. I've never met you, but God is talking to me about Kwelelo. And God is telling me there is your problem is two people. Yes, this one is left, but you really love the one who is gone. This one just came around and went. You had hope with that person. Now you are left with this one that you don't have a lot of hope. The only problem is this one went back to the rural area. So you are now having a problem. That's the only problem. But you love the one who went, this Kwelelo. That's what I'm focusing on.
That is true.
Forgive Kwelelo now. Let's go. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I decree and declare right now, you are healed and you're protected, financially be delivered. In the name of Jesus, it's happening. You can call right now and we will be locating you on the phone because we keep calling you and you don't answer. So we better answer your phone calls and we prophesy. Something good is taking place right now. Something good is taking place. Something good is taking place. Kabado, Skida, man. You are welcome. I think you see a sign where people need to forgive each other. What a wonderful lady. He's like, I don't know, this one, yeah, but you have two also. love you. And that's why I didn't call your name. I didn't want to embarrass you. But no. Love you so much.
More healing testimonies here, Prophet. Mm-hmm. Tanyaranzwa Manyika on YouTube says, I was feeling a strained muscle on my right leg, but it's completely gone just after you prayed, Prophet.
Wow, it's happening right now. People are calling. If people knew how fast these numbers come, it's like, where are they? It's like it's just too many. It's just too many. And when these people call, we have to see this number coming in.
I don't know whether you can, they can see it. Somebody's calling right now, and if you cut this one, another one comes in. It's like there's another one there coming in. Now we cut that one. It's like it's just like it's rotating like that. So sometimes for us to go there, we have to cut that because we say text the phones on another number. But people call on the same number.
More testimonies.
Yes, yes. What's
more
happening?
Testimonies. Great Odibo, he calls himself the Emeritus too.
Oh, wow.
But anyway.
Powerful. Very powerful.
My name is Odibo Great from Nigeria.
Yes.
Before the service started, I had severe pain in my throat, but now it's all gone. And in case Chabalala does not respond, I can receive the impartation.
This he responded on what? On YouTube. On YouTube, but you see, we said call. We didn't say respond. And just we said we just right there, but you need to be calling. It's important that when you call, I prophesy to you. You know, it's very, very easy. It's very, and you see, we are solving real life things right now. If you notice, we're solving real life problems.
Wonderful.
When somebody says, I've got this person, I've got this, what do I do? Do this, do this. It's
wonderful,
happening.
Wonderful testimony of healing here, Prophet. She says, this is a lady called Raisalema. She says, I was walking in the park while watching Prophet on YouTube on November 1 GPS broadcast. And she was surprised that the Prophet mentioned the knee problem.
And she was walking in the park.
And she was walking in the park with that knee pain, only to realize that the pain that she had had for 25 years had completely disappeared.
You notice, it doesn't matter where you are. As long as where you are, you are concentrating on God. If you don't concentrate on God and you are playing golf course on the golf course,
she actually
you are playing God on his course.
From Dallas, Texas, just now.
I said, if you play golf on the golf course during Sunday service, you are playing God on his course.
Come on now.
But if you are playing your golf because there is a tournament and maybe something happened and you have finished your service and you just want to attend GPS and God touches you and you are concentrating on God, something will happen to you. Something will happen to you. And this person was in the park, walking.
She was in the park, walking.
Watching
at the same time.
And God touches.
She had had that pain for 25 years.
Oh, it's the woman, yeah.
Yeah.
Now imagine, 25 years.
Yes, sir.
And one park. And that's one November. Where are we now?
Oh, Jesus. Eight. A week
November.
Later.
That's 7 days.
I'm telling
you. It's still healed. Something is happening to you right now.
Amen.
Do people really know what we're talking about?
Oh, yes.
Something good is taking place.
And healing is happening even right now, Prophet.
Let's just have Pastor Femis talk about he prophesied in London or Lagos or something like that. We are still answering phones. Don't go anywhere. We are answering phones. And this is a real-time prophecy. Amen. You call, I've never seen you. I don't know you. I don't have anything to benefit except give you what God is saying. You need to be online. Something good is taking place. All right. Pastor Femi, and we're going to be back. In a few minutes, we are finishing. We are finishing in a few minutes. It's like maybe 10 minutes after Pastor Femi will be closing the broadcast. So you got a call right now, and I'm still answering phone calls, and I'm replying. Some people think I'm just answering calls. I'm actually replying, even texting back. Okay? So it's happening right now. It's happening right now. It's interactive. GPS interactive. I'm here,
yes.
Testimony desk here with the generals themselves. Here, Pastor Ricky and Pastor Ronnie. The big R's.
He says, Prophet mentioned me. I said, who are you? He said, he mentioned impartation.
I think the man changed his name to impartation immediately. Let's go to Pastor Femi.
Each boy come from Lagos. It is not the boy Abo. Another one good news music.
He prophesied in Lagos, and then he took me to Zimbabwe.
He prophesied in London,
and then he took me to New York City. I saw myself in Jamaica. Another day in Australia. Favor coming from Liberia. God has been poverty, catch the money. Now I'm cruising the touring. And fancy cars I be rolling. My account there is growing. More money controlling.
As for money I receive, I can let the devil
deceive. I believe now I'm far away. Check where I come from, it's far away. Money I make it right now. Goes party in London, make it right now. Money I make it right now.
Party in New York.
and starting Friday. Spend the money till Saturday. I pay tight when it's a Sunday. When I'm on a $1 million pay, I'm shining like a yellow bun. Can't be removed like a bun. I believe now I'm far away. Chip where I come from is far away. You prophesied in Lagos, and then you took me to Zimbabwe.
You prophesied in London,
and then you took me to New York City. I saw myself in Jamaica. Another day in Australia. People coming from Liberia. Cause they've been poverty, catch them on. Money, I make it right now.
Party in London, make it right now.
Money, I make it right now.
Party in New York,
make it right now. Money, I make it right now.
Party in London, make it right now.
Money, I make it right now. Plenty more money for that Bugatti. No, we don't stress, can buy Ferrari.
No, we don't stress, can buy Ferrari.
Looking expensive in a Versace.
Yeah, number one go, hey.
If you the go guess, we will regret. We can't start thing Friday.
Friday.
Spend the money till Saturday.
Saturday.
I pay tight when it's a Sunday.
Why not?
When I'm on $1 million pay. I'm shining like a yellow bun. Can't be removed like a bun. I believe now I'm far away. Chip where I come from is far away. You prophesied in Lagos, and then you took me to Zimbabwe.
You prophesied in London,
and then you took me to New York City. I saw myself in Jamaica. Another day in Australia. People coming from Liberia. God, they've been poverty, catch the money. Africa, make it rain now.
Every from Africa, make it rain now.
Europe, make it rain now.
Every from Europe, make it rain now.
Asia, make it rain now.
Every from India, make it rain now.
America, make it rain now.
Cairo, make it rain now.
Now I'm cruising the touring,
touring.
Fancy cars I be rolling,
rolling.
My account they be scrolling,
rolling.
More money controlling. I'm shining like a yellow bun. Can't be removed like a bun. You prophesied in Lagos, and then you took me to Zimbabwe.
You prophesied in London,
and then you took me to New York City. I saw myself in Jamaica. Another day in Australia. Favor coming from Liberia. Go there, bend poverty, catch the money. My account, they be scrolling.
Scrolling.
I'm shining like a yellow bun.
And you and other people in this church and other people is this. In the discipline of what we call theology, in the branch of theology that deals with preaching, we have three kinds of discipline, which is hermeneutics, homiletics, and apologetics. And hermeneutics is the science of preaching. Homiletics is the act of preaching. Apologetics is the proof of preaching. For a preacher like myself, who is versed in the word, should be hermeneutically accurate, homiletically flowing, and apologetically convincing. I exegete scripture to a point where the sinner comes clean or stays away, and the atheist and the agnostic has to believe God is there. I wish I had people. I'm stopping this.
A good news world with Hubert Angel, provoking a reaction and always worth hearing.
In epistemology, the study of knowledge, you have three kinds of knowledge that are chief: eido, gnosko, and epignosis. Epignosis makes you a master. You gain mastery of your art. Whatever you do, you gain mastery over. When the known is now in participation with the knower, when the knower...
Yaneso, Yaneso.
Pandosi kabo.
Kuro, kuro.
Pardosi akano. Meli greta bahunkre. Everybody, everybody, everybody. Thank you so much. 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 Now listen, God is doing so much right this minute. Things are happening. Things are already better. Things are already better. Things are. What's happening with the testimonies right now? And we're about to finish. Just 10 minutes, we are done. What's happening with the testimonies right now?
We've got one that just came from Atom Grammett. Orby says, my credit score during this GPS has miraculously shot up. Right now,
wow.
Credit scores are going up, sir.
It's even going up. I told you good news is happening. Good news is taking place right now. Wherever you are, it's happening right now. Listen, this is Sunday. We have Wednesday. We have Friday. And Friday again, we have what again? Friday overnight. Intervention. It's going to happen again. So, hello. Yes, what's happening?
We just received a call here from a lady called Sarah in South Carolina in the USA.
Sarah in South Carolina.
That's right.
What's the testimony or healing?
She just rang to say how she was amazed by the prophecy that you gave concerning the U.S. elections.
Wow. Wow.
How you actually mentioned the fact that Donald Trump had to be accepted by the church. Mm-hmm. And how the current state now was that the church had not accepted. So the result was actually sealed from your prophetic word. Yes. She was so amazed. She said she appreciated so much the word that you gave, to the extent that she's decided to partner and increase her partnership on a monthly basis.
Wow.
She was just amazed and touched by how God is still speaking even in our time.
Wow, thank you so much. God bless you. God bless you. So you see, whenever we talk about the prophetic has always had conditions. Always, no matter who you are. Always, except biblical prophecy, where you talk about Bible saying there is supposed to be a rapture. There's a difference. God can choose that this person is my person. Watch this. Look at Hezekiah. What happened? He was about to die. Mm-hmm. And he asked God, please reverse it.
That's right.
What did God do? He reversed it. God had already sent a prophet to tell him he's dying. Mm-hmm. Set your house in order. That was a prophetic word. 100% prophetic word. It was happening. Set yourself in order, for you are dead. As the prophet is going back, the men went against, praised himself against a wall and began to cry to God and say, God, please, look at my record. Hey, just imagine. Can you live a life where you can actually say, look at my record to God? He said, look at my record. Is there anything you can point out and say this was a problem? And God looked at the record and said, no. I'm giving you 15 more years. Did the prophet get it wrong?
No.
He got it right. But did the person change it? He changed the prophet of the prophets of the prophet. Amen. Changed it. What about Israel? Israel were fighting another war. And then the enemy, listen, with prophetic words, the enemy sacrificed his own child. And God turned and supported the enemy. And Israel was beaten. Many people were killed in the Israelite army based on the enemy sacrificing. So the prophecy was changed by the attitude of the enemy. The enemy did something that the people with prophets could not do. So prophecy always carries a clean heart or a certain heart disposition that you have to follow. Now this one was saying first time they will vote for somebody else. Second time, I'm giving him a second term based on the church accepting him. If the church accepts, I'll give him. Now, this wasn't a prophecy where somebody said, yeah, now he was given a second term. Oh, he was not given a second term because the church did not accept him. But then if he was president, I would have said, the church accepted him now. It could be true that they did. But I mentioned it specifically that they haven't.
Right.
So by that word alone, I'd already told you what the result was going to be. But that result, I mentioned one last line that people need to understand. It said, this is the time where the church now has to realize what days we are in. That means the church still can detect a lot of things. Oh, they didn't get it. So the prophecy as it is not finished. It still depends on the church.
Right.
On the results that are announced, I already mentioned it. Do I support Biden? Oh, no, no. A million times, no. No, 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 no. No, I said no again. All right, no. No, 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 no. I'm not part of that. All right? All right, listen, so, but do I support what God said? Yeah, the church just needed to be wise and say, look, we understand there are issues with racism, there are issues with race that we have a problem with, but then there are issues with Christianity, there are issues with Islam, there are issues with abortion, there are issues with all these sexual preferences and gender issues that really, really messing up the world right now. There are issues with Israel and Jerusalem. There are issues that Trump fixed. That alone. And also understanding that Biden quickens the coming in of the Antichrist. Did you hear that? Yeah. So understanding that would have caused people to say, okay, for now, I might have been told a lot of propaganda about race. But let me put it here and still work with this. Because you see, as I told you before, these are all plantations. Republican plantation, Democratic plantations. Can never, never receive racial justice until you rise up as leaders in your own community. Not supporting the same people for years that have been telling you will change your life. Vote for us every year. Every 4 years, vote for us. Vote for us. Nothing changes.
That's right.
All right. Let's hear what's happening.
Prophet, this is amazing. Mm-hmm. Just got a message from the lady you were prophesying to live on the phone, the one with the two boyfriends.
Uh-huh.
Now, this lady said that 5 o'clock in the morning, she's supposed to be getting collected to go for an operation. She's got a problem with her back. She couldn't walk or stand up straight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Prophet, she said, after you spoke to her, she was so excited, she jumped out of bed and realized there's no more pin.
Wow.
So prophet,
look at that. Look at God.
Yeah. Prophet, not only that, she picked up the phone, she called Mokiri and broke up with him.
Okay. All right, that's another one. May God bless you wherever you are. And keep believing God and get into the Word. Strengthen yourself in the Holy Spirit. And something good is taking place. And your finances. Don't call the other one and tell them I love you. Don't just call one and dump the other one and this one doesn't know where I stand. All right. Now let's go.
Testimonies. Uh-huh. More testimonies coming in.
Now let's go testimonies. I want you to raise your hands wherever you want to pray for your offering, your tithing, your partnership, your seed, your sacrificial seeds. I want to pray for it right this minute, and I want you to be very, very, very understanding that there are demonic entities in a location, in a city, that can cause a whole city to lose its moral bearing and its financial bearings. So you need to understand, you rise up from there by an understanding that there is need to for faith. Something, you know, see, when we give, giving or your seed is a photograph of your faith. See, God said, now I know you love me. Now I know. That means you didn't know this time. Yeah, I didn't know spiritually. I knew spiritually, but I didn't know physically. The word know there is the word yada. Experiential learning. So when I say this is my seed, when I say this is my seed, what it happens is my seed then is a photograph to God of my physical understanding of the spiritual faith I have. Oh, you understand that? So I'm moving God from the spirit side to understand what I have inside me. That's a picture of my faith. So watch this. Watch this. So when you give your seed, your tithe, your partnership, your offerings, you're actually saying to God, here you go. My seraphim, the seraphim of my heart. So you have proof of what you have. Now, why would God need proof? That's exactly what the Bible says. Faith. The substance of things, of the evidence of things not seen. The evidence of things not seen. The evidence of things not seen. So you can go beyond faith, but still being in faith. Why? Because faith is the substance of things and the evidence of things. If evidence, you only need evidence when you don't have the real thing. You didn't get that. Evidence is required because you don't have the real thing. Evidence is something that you say, yeah, since we have this, that means this happened. Now, if faith is evidence, that means there is something that is beyond faith. That is a certain kind of knowing that is still inside faith, but at a certain level of higher dimension. It's faith at a higher dimension. So when your faith, your seed and your offering and your touch the hand of God, something good is going to take place over your life. Because now I know. Now I yada. I decree and declare right now, your offering, let it be unctioned. Grace to do mighty things. And anything you are giving right now, by the power of the Holy Ghost, let it bring to you a quick move of the Spirit. Miracles, signs and wonders. Amen. Something that will shock the devil. Something that will say to the devil, I know my faith. I have a photograph. I have proof of my faith. You can do nothing. I have proof. In the name of Jesus, may every network of evil, every network of demons, yes, be eradicated today by that, amen, photograph of your faith, which is your seed, your offering, and your unction, and your unction tithe. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare you are anointed, appointed, and the devil is disappointed. Now, in Jesus' mighty name, go to our website right now, www.goodnewsworld.com. Right this minute. And don't be somebody who says, I'm not going there myself. I will see another time. No. These are special services we are doing called GPS. In fact, just last week, I think it was on... No, this... Yeah. Last week. The previous week ended Saturday, right? We had... I think it was Friday where we distributed our... I don't know what place that is. But it's yesterday. It's in another location in Zimbabwe again. We did as we do every week. We are doing this not just in Zimbabwe. We are doing it in Zambia. We are doing it in Botswana. We are actually doing it even in America. In Britain, we are doing it. We Britain, we are doing it. I think we need to really talk also about Britain. We have to have videos showing also about Britain way of doing. So this week, let's bring those videos so that people can also see what we are doing in other countries. All right. It's very, very important that you see what we are doing in America. You see what we are doing here with regards to charity. You see what we're doing in South Africa. You see what we're doing in Zambia, Botswana, New Zealand, all these places. And you see that this is a global move. We are not a monument. You can't get to us and dust off some few dust that we have gathered. No, we are a movement. We are not a monument. We are an action church. So when we move and stand and we pray, we are expecting something to happen. That's why we have four people right now and calls getting in. Texts and everything. In fact, it's not just four. We have what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 people. Are you also on there? Are you, 9. 10. 11. We have 11 people right now that are actually concentrating on social media alone. Just trying to comb through all your testimonies. Look at what is happening. People who are spiritual don't. Somebody called and somebody would have felt like I'm exposing them by mentioning you have two boyfriends, you have whatever. No, they're not bothered. Right. They're actually trying to figure out which one is which. And that's all they want. I didn't mention their name. I just mentioned the dynamics that are taking place. And they are excited. Right. They even got healed afterwards.
That's right.
It's you sitting there that's like, why is he doing this to this lady? It's you. When God speaks, let him speak the way he wants. Mm-hmm. Let him speak the way he wants. So, God is really in this place. And let me tell you something, people. Life is too short. It's too short. When we say too short, there are people who have lived 100 years, 200 years. But you see the point. They are living their life as if tomorrow is the last. I want you to think deep on it and say, what if I die today? I don't want you to concentrate on it. I want you to go deep on it and then leave it and say, I will live to proclaim. You will really understand things. When things happen suddenly, you start evaluating your life. But that can happen, as I've been saying to my team, that can happen for 2 hours, 1 hour, or every time you watch something like that happen, you'll be like, oh, wow, that's what happened. Oh, wow. And you try to change your life based on that. You can go numb for 2 hours. Then you're back to normal, to your usual self. Why? Because it's so easy to go back to the settings. The Bible says, and Peter walked, and the gates were opening. Go www.goodnewsworld.com right and give. The doors gates opened on their own accord, and he thought he was in a vision. Until he got next to his mother-in-law's house. And the Bible says it this way. Watch this. Bible says it this way. That he came out of himself. He came to himself, rather, and realized he wasn't standing by the door, he started knocking. The doors of the jail opened. The gate of the city opened automatically. Only when he came out of and started realizing, went back to who he was. The door that he is used to couldn't open on his own. The other doors and gates, iron gates were opening. His own door that he could push could open. Nothing happened. It says he came to himself and realized he was alone. And he realized it wasn't a vision. So you need to get to a point where you stay in the spirit. Stay there. Stay there. Stay there. Don't come out just because that feeling of agency. You have just came out of that small numbness that you received because of some certain news. God is alive. Trust me. God is alive. Trust me. I spoke to him this morning. Amen. And I've been speaking to him during the service. I'm still speaking to him right now. So when we pray for your seed and your offering, it's not a ritual. We just have to pray. We know what's happening. You see here, when we say, the Bible says, lift holy hands. God uses the extremities of our bodies to bring out the unction. Extremities. That's why you can be staying there and you just feel like this. Sometimes you'll be praying and just feel like this and wonder, why are you making your body go like this? The unction comes out through the extremities of your body. You can sit down and you start moving your leg. You wonder why your leg. Your toes are getting it. Your toes are getting it. That's why it says men should always lift holy hands. As you lift your hands tonight in your room, know you are releasing something. When your kids are sleeping, just go there. My wife will go just one last round. Even if we say we're going to sleep at 3 a.m., she will say, I'm going to the kids. And she will go around praying for them. They are asleep. But she has an understanding that there is something that comes out. At one time, I had a vision in National Underline, and she was by the side like this, and she was on my left, and I was on the right, and we were just sleeping like that. And I looked in the room changed, and I saw seven entities. And there were seven entities in white garments. I'm talking about pure white, glistening. I said, oh my God, glitter. It's like, I said, whoa, angels, and they had a perfect number. I said, what, this is it? You remember that one?
Yes, I do.
Perfect number. I said, this is it. And the ages of the garment, the seams had black threads. It was like it was sewn rashly. That's when I said, no. This can't be angels. This can't be angels. This. When I had a realization of that, I could see their faces getting angry. Like really angry, like gone mad. I stood there from the bed. I looked at them and I went to the side where my wife was and trying to, you know, block physically spiritual entities. And they were coming closer and coming closer. And I remember I just said, in the name of Jesus, and I went like this. When I went like this, I could see white substance come out. Like you're talking about sticky substance, like white. And I realized one hand of one demon got attached to his body by that, and I come from a very, very intelligent family, like I just told you, where things, if we see something working, we work the daylight out of it. I realized, let me use the other hand, and it happened. Let me use the other hand, until they were all bowed down, to bowed up together, and it was like sticky mess, and they were now immobile. They couldn't move. They were bound, and I said, let me put another one. You know, and when I did that, it was like there was a crash. Not that they died, they just disappeared. I said, oh my God, this is what happens every time you extend your hands. This is what happens. Now, I'm not saying that's what happens when yours happen, when yours do that, but mine, I saw a picture of it. But just imagine, in the natural, nothing happens. I was in National Underline, I posted a video where I was, where we started our ministry, and it was like 10 pounds a week. 10 pounds a week, and they raised the money to 12 pounds or 12 pounds 50, I don't remember.
Yes.
12 pounds 50, which is 25%. I wrote them a letter, I said, you guys, how do you raise rent by 25%? I tried to write the letter and say to 2 pounds. I'm like, 2 pounds is too little. We had one of our guys that paid the rent for the whole month. I was excited. I'd never seen any sacrifice like that. 40 pounds, 40 quid. Somebody sacrificing 40 pounds for the whole month. The whole month was 40 pounds. I said, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, this is God himself working in our midst. And the guy felt so good. When we mentioned that he has paid rent for the whole month, he stood up and did like this. He was so excited that the rent payer. People didn't even know it's 40 pounds. So I remember they brought this lady, 82-year-old Jewish lady, and she was supposed to go for
supposed to have her leg amputated
because she had cancer. Yeah, and they brought this lady, and I'd already seen something when I pray, something would come out and get into people's legs, and they would heal. So I was seeing in visions, and this is my first encounter. I tried to do this, I couldn't see it happen. Nothing. Those things that I saw, they didn't enter into this woman. I didn't even see nothing. I saw in the vision. And when it was an open vision, demons were glued together. Now I'm in front of a lady suffering. And I knew things that come out will do anything that I want them to do. The action. And I said, God, I don't know. These things are not coming out like in the open vision. Then I remembered God saying, just do it. I did it. I closed my eyes and imagined the same vision happening again. And reimagined, envisioned it. And envisioned those things coming out and getting into the woman. And I said, woman, stand up and walk. The woman, I removed the flaps on the, we still have the video. I removed the flaps on the wheelchair and she stood up. It's white Jewish lady. And she stood up and started to walk. I acted like we do this every day at our house. It was my first miracle. I was like, what? My first wheelchair, rather. And I was like, so everyone is clapping, excited, and I'm just acting like, this is normal. But just imagine how many times you've raised your hand like this. And when a pastor says, raise your hand, you'll be like, 10 minutes. We can pray like this. And you see, when you get in church and people are raising their hands, you can see some champions and war veterans going like this. Then you know they have no idea why the Bible says lifting up holy hands. And I pray for you now in the name of Jesus. Your offering, your seeding right now, be blessed. Wherever you have taken it from, let increase come in the name of Jesus. Increase from there in the name of Jesus. I speak, you shall never be broke again in your life. Drought is over. Disease is over. Problems over in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Fights and enmity over in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Now, what's happening?
It was Wurundwe yesterday, Prophet.
Oh, we did in Wurundwe.
Kilometers from Harare.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay, wow.
Testimony, Prophet, on Atom Gram from Kenneth. He says, I was experiencing chest pains all around my chest for 5 months, but during your prophecy and prayers today, the pain just disappeared.
Wow.
5 months.
Wow.
And we have another testimony here, Prophet, from Erin Lacotte. She says, I had a sharp pain since yesterday on my right breast, and it has disappeared just as the Prophet of God was praying. Amen. Hallelujah. And also we have a testimony here from Wengel Iyasu. Her cousin had been applying for a visa to stay in Sweden and had been rejected multiple times until the Prophet declared that a miracle was coming. And right now she's got a visa for Sweden.
Wow. It's happening.
Amazing.
It's happening.
And we have another testimony here from Lumbumbo Majani. She was struggling with a shoulder pain on the left-hand side. But just as you prayed this evening, Prophet, completely healed. Yes. No more pain.
Wow.
No more pain at all.
Wow. So, listen, we want to pray for you. Yes. We want to pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, these that are with us right now, increase them, show them your mercy,
amen.
Put them high in life, Even this year where things are not working well, death is known everywhere. Diseases everywhere. Financial problems everywhere. This year you told us is the year of the record breaker. Not the year, but it is the year that is given to us record breakers. We speak that that action be evident in their lives right now in the name of Jesus. As it has been evident and still evident in Bibi and I's life, in my life with Bibi, it's really evident. I pray that you prove unto them the reality of your existence.
Hallelujah.
Through making this year the year of the record breaker possible in their lives,
amen,
in their finances,
amen,
in their families,
amen,
in their companies, amen, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. We know you have a lot of testimonies. What testimony?
2,700 missed calls here, and it's
2,700.
It's racking up.
I think she needs to answer them.
Yes, we still have more testimonies, Prophet, but we have a testimony here all the way from Zimbabwe, from Natasha. She received the miracle money, Prophet. She received $912.63.
Wow.
Into
wow.
Miracle money. Yes.
Exactly. We have people, 3,000, 3,000, 3,800 euros.
Yes.
You know, the wrong kind of way. And people are really, really blessed. Actually, God is doing a lot. And I understand, guys, we can all take this time and get in excited and excited. We can keep going and keep going and keep going. You meet me on Wednesday. Meet us on Wednesday, talking about what's happening with the world. All right? The world in focus. All right? The world in focus. All right? What I'm hearing? Do you hear what I'm hearing? The world in focus. Hear it from live here. I'll be with Bishop Jewel. We'll be dealing with the world in focus this Wednesday. All right? Tuesday, we'll still be together here doing whatever we're doing, just some recording of another program. Then Wednesday, we are live to the world, and we'll be talking about what's happening right this. It can be just an hour, but God is going to do something. I want you well, healed, not broke, and disgusted and busted. This church, we are really focused on you, bringing in result. We are proof-producing Christians.
That's right.
Proof-producing Christians. I love you all. Bibi and I love you so much. We believe in good news because we believe in God. And we are not out of good news. We are just out of time. Love you so, so, so much.
Good night.
See you.